declaration that he made is proof positive.
Saddam Hussein possesses some of the world's deadliest weapons.
Saddam Hussein has biological weapons and the capability to rapidly produce more, many more.
The world is increasingly seeing this from the United States' point of view.
Saddam Hussein is not disarming.
He's not disarming.
Saddam Hussein is not disarming.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes. A jury in New Jersey has found the pharmaceutical giant Merck is liable for one man's heart attack, which happened after he took Vioxx to the tune of $4.5 million.
This is devastating to Merck.
The jury decided the company failed to adequately warn the men who sued about the risk factors of using the painkiller that, as you know, has been withdrawn from the market. Chris Seeger is one of the lead lawyers for John McDarby.
Mr. McDarby is 75 years old. He has every risk factor under the sun, including diabetes. And the jury understood the fact that this is the person that shouldn't have been on Vioxx. And by taking Vioxx, they pushed this guy over the edge.
Winning this fight sets up a possible class action battle for big-time damages. The thumbs-up-or-down portion of the Zacharias Moussaoui sentencing trial begins in the morning. And for the first time, the cockpit voice recorder from Flight 93 will be heard. Parts of that final half hour to impact in a Pennsylvania field. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen has been following.
Prosecutors wanted this evidence in. They want to hammer home to this jury just how bad 9/11 was. Now, everyone knows it was bad, but to actually hear the voices from the cockpit on that day ought to have a chilling effect, and that's exactly what the feds are going for.
For the jury, the decision is life without parole or execution. Worst kept secret in America? Is how Katie Couric described her announcement. She's joining CBS to do the evening news. Toby Berkovitz at Boston University School of Communications.
The fuss is about money, and money is about ratings. The CBS Evening News never did very well, but with Bob Schieffer, ironically, it started to do much better. CBS thinks that Katie Couric is going to be a big marquee name, and it will raise their ratings.
Some paleontologists think they have found a missing link fossil for the time when ocean creatures first crawled onto the land.
It gives us a new view of that transition from a fully aquatic animal, a fish, if you will, to a fully terrestrial tetrapod with limbs.
That's John Macy at the American Museum of Natural History in New York. He says the fish with arms was found in Arctic Canadian sediment. One Ohio State senator wants a new law to go after truckers who bomb the roadside with urine-filled bottles because it is such a long distance between rest stops. After a time, there's ammonia in them there bottles, and that's an unsavory discovery all too often made when DOT workers collect them, and sometimes they explode.
It is terrible. It smells awful, and you just reek from really smelly urine.
As for how to track down the truck bombers, as they're called, tis something of a puzzle. On Wall Street, the Dow gained nearly 36 points to close at more than 11,239. The Nasdaq was up about 14. Oil prices, $67.07 a barrel, up 84 cents. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 877-33-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-33-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 877-33-GO-WIN. Call now.
The annual Pig Book is out and notable again for reporting the energetic gorging at the public trough.
Citizens Against Government Waste President Tom Schatz says lawmakers
shamelessly pursue their pork once again
with an unprecedented $29 billion in pork barrel spending.
The most ridiculous project is the $500,000 for the Sparta Teapot Museum in Sparta, North Carolina.
Also singled out $1 million in Michigan for the Water-Free Urinal Conservation Initiative.
Obviously, that project received the Flushing Our Money Down the Drain Award.
The top porker per capita, the state of Alaska, followed by Hawaii. Mitchell Miller for CBS News, Washington.
The average high school senior does not know his or her way around their own pocketbooks. The chairman of the Fed, Ben Bernanke, says seniors scored only 52% on basic personal finance questions this year. And for their own future and that of the nation, he says that this kind of education has got to be improved. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Rosemount Diamond Shiraz presents The Urban Escape Plan, Bruce and Julie's Place.
It started with us versus our jobs.
I stopped loving mine a while ago.
Yeah.
So we stumble on a plan.
Over a bottle of Rosemount Diamond Shiraz.
We get a live / workspace.
A little house on the Oregon coast.
All four of us.
Like a commune.
Except with better clothes.
And more frequent bathing.
Great conversation is all about making connections. And Rosemount Diamond Shiraz is the place to begin. Pick up a bottle of Rosemount Diamond Shiraz at your local wine merchant.
Get the good stuff! Napa Auto Parts has everything you need to keep your car looking great, like Turtle Wax Ice Synthetic Car Polish. Unlike conventional waxes, it can be applied in direct sunlight, even on hot surfaces without streaking. Use it on all exterior trim to restore color and shine with no white residue. The complete Turtle Wax Ice Synthetic Car Polish Kit also includes a custom applicator and microfiber cloth, all for just $13.99 at Napa. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
And what is going on this Wednesday afternoon? How are you? Patrick Morrow is my name, sitting in for Peter B. on the Peter B. Collins Show. Yeah, April the 5th, the 95th day of the year, if you observe the Gregorian calendar, and I would hate to offend anyone who doesn't. And I swear to God on this show, we're not going to be talking about such insipid topics like Katie Couric going to CBS. The type of stories that masquerade as news on those big news networks. None of that from us, at least not until the final hour. We're going to be taking your phone calls in that final hour and really throughout the program if you want to join us. 899 is the 899-5792 if you're within the 831. And you can also reach us toll-free at 888-579-2540. The program streaming on KRXA540.com. And April 5th. Other good stuff on April 5th. Did you do this at 1:02:03 in the wee hours of April 5th? 2 minutes past 1 o'clock in the morning. It was 01:02:03 on 04:05:06. Did you get into that? Only time that this will occur until the year 3106. I think I might have been asleep. I do remember on 8-8-88, I drank too many wine coolers. But also April 5th, the year 2063, we look ahead a little bit. The first contact, the day marks the first interaction of the human race and an extraterrestrial race, the Vulcans. It's a Star Trek sort of thing, and no, that does not qualify as insipid. But coming up on the show, we got a lot of stuff. We will talk immigration. It is obviously a very hot topic right now. The plan in the Senate, that bill is apparently being held up. The Republicans say it's because of the Democrats. The Democrats say it's because of the Republicans. But we will continue to talk about this. There's the House bill. There's the Senate bill. What about the notion of actually just enforcing the existing laws? What about that? But we are going to talk immigration on the show from an interesting point of view. We are going to have an immigrant on the program, a guy by the name of Leo Morales, who's with the Idaho Community Action Network. He came from Mexico in 1989 at the age of 10, and he's done great things. He's now an activist for immigration and farm workers and labor rights and that sort of thing. And we will hear his story and get his thoughts on the issue. Also, Frida Berrigan will be joining us. She is with the she's a senior research associate at the World Policy Institute's Arms Trade Resource Center. Kind of a mouthful, but we will talk a little bit about Iraq from the standpoint of exit plan, civil war, how that is playing out, and just general life on the ground if you're an Iraqi 3 years after the U.S. went in there. So we'll talk to Frieda next hour. Also, joining us is going to be Mark Carlin. He is the founder of BuzzFlash.com. If you check that out, BuzzFlash.com. Go check it out if you've got web access right in front of you. Very cool stuff. A lot of links to interesting progressive material. And we'll be talking to Mark in our second hour. And in our final hour, Larissa Alexandrovna will be with us from RawStory.com. We'll talk about a few things, including, did you hear this? The Department of Homeland Security's Air and Marine Interdiction Division that apparently was using its resources to track down the Democratic legislators who went missing from the Texas Capitol this week. Really kind of an interesting story, and we will get to that coming up. But joining us right now, this is really an interesting story that's shaping up down in Southern California. Marcy Winograd is our guest, and Marcy is trying to become the Democratic candidate in the 36th district, and she is trying to unseat Jane Harman. And I know Marcy was on the show with Peter a week or so ago, but it's good to have you back on. Marcy, how are you? How's the campaigning going?
I am great, Patrick. I have to tell you, it has been such a great week, such an exciting week. Last weekend, we were able to block the endorsement of my opponent by the Democratic Party, the delegates to the 36th Congressional District, in a pre-endorsement meeting. Now, to people listening to this, they may go, what is she talking about? Because this is sort of the intricacies of the party, but you have to understand that this is almost unheard of, that an incumbent, a six-term incumbent, cannot get a vote of confidence from her own party going into the convention. That makes a statement.
It definitely does. And I want to talk a little bit about how you decided to actually get involved, because a lot of people talk the talk, I mean, myself included. A lot of people will comment on what's going on. Maybe they don't like the way things are going. But what do they actually do? And you decided to do something, and I like this story. You were actually watching a television commercial that featured your opponent, and you talk a little bit about this, but it got you so angry that you got involved.
That's right. You know, I've been involved for a while on the ground. I'm a grassroots activist. I'm president of Progressive Democrats of Los Angeles, also the co-founder of the California Election Protection Network, a statewide effort to monitor the certification of electronic voting systems and to ensure that all votes are counted as cast. But meanwhile, you know, it was a Sunday morning, and I was getting my breakfast, moving rather slowly. My husband's doing his sit-ups. On comes Jane Harman on Meet the Press, and he said, Marcy, you have got to catch this act. And lo and behold, our congresswoman is talking about how she met with the Bush administration for over a year and was briefed on these illegal warrantless wiretaps, but didn't have an opportunity to meet with a constitutional lawyer at any point, and really didn't know the law and so forth and so on, and finally said, you know what, the fact that the New York Times has published this material that the American public now knows the Bush administration was conducting these illegal wiretaps is deplorable. And when I heard this, I thought, oh, whoa, this is exactly not what we need. What we need are Democrats who will stand up to the imperial presidency of George Bush, Democrats who will have the courage to say, we need to save our Constitution, not shred it. And at that point, I looked around the living room. No other candidate stepped forward. No one raised their hand. So I said, you know what, Marcy, I will run.
You had to jump in there. And I mean, that's a great story, and I hope more people take the lead the way you have. And again, you kind of mentioned your credentials, a teaching coach. I know you're also a literacy expert. And
yes.
It's great the work you're doing to watch the electronic voting machines. I know the guys at Diebold probably don't like the sound of that. But I want to get back to your opponent a little bit here. She is the ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee. And yet you've talked a little bit about the wiretapping and stuff like that, but she was step in step with weapons of mass destruction and war and this, that, and the other thing. I mean, this person sounds sort of like an elephant in donkey's clothes.
Well, she has said before that she is flattered to be considered the best Republican the Democrats ever had. I don't want to rail too much, you know, in terms of her record, but I do want to say that when elected, I will ensure that should somebody like George Bush or somebody similar, Karl Rove, Dick Cheney, make a case for war based on such flimsy evidence. Submit, should there be a report submitted to the Senate, to Congress, by the National Intelligence Estimate, the community of intelligence analysts who evaluate whether or not there is a case for war. Should this come to pass, I certainly would want to scrutinize very carefully any evidence, any documentation before we start bombing Baghdad or another country. We had in that report comments from intelligence analysts who said, these stories about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq are highly dubious. These stories about Iraq trying to procure uranium from Niger, highly dubious. This is what we used as our basis for war. My question is this: who read this document? And if they read it, why didn't they do something?
All right, we're talking to, hold on just a sec, Marcy. We're talking to Marcy Winograd, who is trying to become the Democratic candidate in the 36th District for the House of Representatives in the state of California. And we'll talk to Marcy a little bit more about some of the issues, including what else besides Iraq. We'll talk a little bit about immigration. We'll get her thoughts on that. And also talk just about the concept of sort of a grassroots effort. Marcy's campaign got going just a couple months ago, and now it's got some major steam with just a couple months to go until that primary election. But we've got more with Marcy coming up, and we'll also talk immigration, as I mentioned. Leo Morales, an immigrant, a man who came to this country as a boy in 1989. We'll get his story. We'll talk to Frida Berrigan on Iraq. We'll get to your phone calls, too. 899-5792 in the 831. Toll-free at 888-579-2540. Patrick Morrow is my name. Sitting in for Peter B. This is the Peter B. Collins Show.
It's tax time again, and there's one progressive tax preparer in the Monterey Bay area who specializes in tax returns for W-2 and self-employed working people. Jim Moore Income Tax specializes in preparing tax returns that maximize your refund and, through electronic filing, get you that refund as soon as you need it, in 24 hours, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. The choice is yours. The personnel of Jim Moore Income Tax have been helping the hardworking Spanish-speaking residents of the Central Coast with immigration and tax preparation services for more than 30 years. You can get your tax return professionally prepared and electronically filed by bilingual tax professionals at a very reasonable fee. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today. Jim Moore Income Tax at 30 Alexander Street in downtown Watsonville, just two blocks from the Central Plaza. Be sure to bring a copy of your 2004 federal and California returns, W-2 1099 info for 2005. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today. 30 Alexander Street, downtown Watsonville.
Every Sunday morning at 10, listen to Rock Roller Real Estate. The number one Sunday morning Bay Area real estate show is now on KRXA 540.
If you want to learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling high-end homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are, this is the show for you. Rock Roller Real Estate, the Bay Area's number one Sunday morning real estate show, now covering the Central Coast. For more information on how to become a guest, call 408-892-3376. Rock Roller Real Estate.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Is what you're doing in the market working for you? Are you happy with the results? Are you making money? Sundays at 2 p.m., KRXA is proud to present a new show entitled Safe Money and Retirement Talk, hosted by R.J. Moyer of About College Funding and the Protect My Assets Radio Network. RJ will present the latest information necessary to help you protect your money and ensure a comfortable retirement. Join RJ Moyet every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. for Safe Money and Retirement Talk, right here on KRXA 540.
If you own a Volvo and you want quality repairs and great service at a fair price, then take your Volvo to Hunt's Auto Repair in Seaside. They only work on Volvos, and they can do any needed service and repair, including all factory-recommended maintenance. Owner Mike Brooks is a Volvo-certified and factory-trained technician with over 16 years' experience. Mike's partner Tracy is also a factory-trained Volvo service advisor. Many Volvo owners in the area already know and trust Tracy to take care of their Volvos.
Hans Auto Repair, 384 Olympia Avenue, Seaside, is a locally owned and family-operated full-service Volvo repair shop where Mike and I feature honest, quality service at a fair price.
Bring your Volvo to us, and we'll do everything possible to ensure that you leave satisfied and fully informed about your Volvo. Remember, that's Hans Auto Repair, 384 Olympia Avenue, Seaside. For more info, give us a call at 583-9820.
That's 583-9820.
And what is going on? Welcome back to the program. Patrick Morrow sitting in for Peter B. on this Wednesday edition of the Peter B. Collins Show. The president, number 43, calling on the Senate to pass the controversial reform of immigration laws. Although it's kind of hung up in the Senate right now, I know it's an issue. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of people marching. Obviously, it's an issue, but we're sure all focused on this and not really talking that much about what's going on in other locales around the world. But we will talk about this, about immigration. Coming up, Leo Morales, a man who immigrated here 17 years ago and has now done quite well. We will talk to him, but still with us is Marcy Winograd, who decided to seize the day and go out there and try to make it happen. A lot of people talk about it, but Marcy is very much trying to do something. And I want to talk a little bit more about some of the things in relation to you versus your opponent. I know that you agree on no permanent basis and keeping our hands off Iraqi oil, but from what I've read, Ms. Harmon kind of got into this after being lobbied pretty hard. So what else do you guys disagree on beyond what's going on in the Middle East?
Well, I just want to back up for a minute and say very clearly that I would, when elected, vote to cut funding for the war immediately and start bringing those troops home region by region, working with the United Nations to establish some sort of peacekeeping force and engage the Iraqis in governing their own country. Beyond that, I think we really need to focus on a Middle East peace plan and get back to the peace table in that regard. In terms of general foreign policy that promotes security, I think that we need to engage the world community and not, of course, launch these preemptive wars or act unilaterally. We're part of a world community, and that there is safety in human intelligence, in having friends, that when you alienate much of the world and you act on your own, that you are acting in a way that is counterproductive if what you really want to do is build greater security for your nation. I also think we need to think in terms of developing programs that will address world problems such as illiteracy, AIDS, poverty, hunger, and that goodwill goes a long way. In terms of our domestic agenda, I think that we need to, of course, guarantee that a woman has a right to choose. A woman's right to choose is under attack on a lot of fronts right now. And in certain states, we see virtually no areas, no clinics available for women who want to terminate a pregnancy. I think it's very important that we ensure the rights of gays and lesbians for same-sex marriage. And I think above and beyond, we need to roll back those Bush tax cuts so that we can address issues of poverty in our country. It's outrageous that we have people in New Orleans who are homeless as a result of a catastrophic incident. We need to take care of these people.
Yeah, refugees. What about immigration? Obviously, this is a huge issue. We've been talking about it on the program. You live in Southern California, where you're facing the front of this. What are your thoughts there?
Patrick, it's obviously a very complex issue. I would want to take a good look at the root causes of this great influx of immigrants into our country. How have these free trade agreements, affected the influx. We've seen an increase, not a decrease, in immigration since we've passed these free trade agreements. Free trade being really a euphemism. This means freedom for multinationals to exploit cheap labor pools around the world. And what we see is a lot of investment in China and not as much investment in Mexico. We see farm subsidies for farmers in the United States, not in Mexico. And in the end, we see people who are trying to make a living, trying in their own noble way to support their families and seeking opportunities in foreign lands. We should not be criminalizing these people. We shouldn't be throwing them in jail with felony charges. But we should be addressing the root causes of why people are leaving their country and what we can do to stem that tide.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like basic common sense. If there was a means by which to make money where you live, mm-hmm. you'd probably stay there.
That's right. Immigration analysts talk about the push-pull factors of immigration. They are being pushed out of their country for certain reasons, and they're being pulled into this country. It's very difficult to get a mortgage loan. A lot of Mexicans don't use credit cards in Mexico. There are certain industries perhaps we need to invest in that would make it more attractive, more desirable for people to make a living where their families are.
You know, Marcia,
but I do think that it's important not to criminalize immigrants. This country was based on immigrants. You know, my family was made up of immigrants who came from Russia and Poland. And we need to remember that. We need to remember that we have a Statue of Liberty in New York Harbor. And instead of criminalizing people, we should give them opportunities to earn citizenship.
I mean, that's just it. If you've got white skin and you live in this country, there's a chance a few generations back that someone came here. They were not from here. But I wanted to get your thoughts. We have limited time, but you have some amazing people that are backing you, including people like Gore Vidal, Ron Kovac, Ed and Cindy Asner. You've had a lot of big-time people, progressive people that have gotten behind what you're trying to do.
Well, Patrick, this is somewhat of a test, you know, when I go to people and I say, will you endorse me? The test really is, how committed are you to the rule of law, to the possibility of peace, to the Constitution? Or do you have a vested interest in the status quo? I have, and I'm proud to say, I have the support of grassroots activists in the election protection movement, in the peace movement, and involved in education, because those are the areas I have been involved in most over the last few years. So yes, Gore Vidal, Ed Asner, Ron Kovac, Tim Goodrich, the co-founder of Iraq Vets Against the War, has also endorsed my candidacy, as has Robert Greenwald, director and producer of Walmart, The High Price of Low Cost, Mimi Kennedy, the national chair of Progressive Democrats of America, Tim Carpenter, the executive director of Progressive Democrats of America. We also have the Western region of the United Auto Workers, and here in Southern California, the grassroots arm of the state Democratic Party, SoCal Grassroots. After 4 days of online voting, they decided to endorse my candidacy. So we are picking up steam. You will see more and more traction in this race, and we firmly believe that we can win. And this is not just an exercise in sending some sort of vague message to the Democratic leadership. No, this is a real race, and we can win because Democrats are tired of acquiescence and collusion. They want to see somebody courageous take the helm.
Yeah, I think people want to see Democrats be Democrats. They want to see a difference between the right and the left. I mean, people want another choice. People are not satisfied with the two choices that there are, but I think if more people like you step up and decide to get involved and run for office, you're sending out a little bit different message than you hear across the political landscape. But, hey, Marcy, I wish you all the luck in the world. I know June 6th is the big date, and you've got just less than 2 months to go. But good luck on the campaign trail.
Patrick, before we leave, I just wanted to urge listeners, if you want to support this candidacy that will reverberate nationally as we step up and challenge the leadership of this country, please visit my website, winograd4congress.com, winograd4congress.com.
All right, that is Marcy Winograd. Marcy, thank you so much, and good luck with the race. And we need to step aside right now, but coming up, immigration. You heard enough about immigration? We're going to talk more about immigration from the point of view of someone who came here from Mexico. That's coming up. Also, more of your phone calls, or actually, we'll get to your phone calls, 899-5792 and the 831. Patrick Morrow is my name. I am sitting in for Peter B., and this is the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina, beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
I am attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am attorney Sean Mills.
Come on in, and you will see the Central Avenue Bakery. Smell the bread, try the scones. Everything's so tasty, you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a pill affair. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with hummus stew. A side of couscous and a bite of ganoush, yeah. Open at 7 every day. Have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in and sit right down. It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery. In PG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today. 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey. PG.
It's Behind the Wheel, the Consumer New Car Review. I'm Peter B. Collins. This week, I've been behind the wheel of the 2006 Suzuki Aereo SX, an impressive subcompact station wagon that's well-engineered and attractively priced. With a fuel-injected 2.3-liter four-cylinder engine and a five-speed manual transmission, this little car is quick off the line and has plenty of passing power. It handles well, has a smooth suspension, and is very well equipped for the price. Power windows, mirrors and locks, plus air conditioning and cruise control, all standard. With a transferable 100,000-mile, 7-year warranty, this is a great low-price car that competes with Honda, Kia, and Hyundai. By the numbers, the 2006 Suzuki Aereo SX gets 25 mpg in the city, 31 on the highway, and stickers in California for about $15,000. Behind the Wheel, I'm Peter B. Collins.
And it is 33 minutes past the hour. Patrick Morrow sitting in for Peter B. on the Peter B. Collins Show on this Wednesday. And the story's coming out of San Diego. In the wake of last week's immigration reform protests, one of the school districts down there taking fairly drastic measures. They're banning all symbols of patriotism, both U.S. and Mexican. It's the Oceanside Unified School District. And, yeah, they don't want any flag. They want nothing. They feel students are taunting each other, and some critics of the move are calling it a violation of free speech protection. It's guaranteed by the Constitution. The ACLU got involved, and they pointed to the landmark Supreme Court case, Tinker versus Des Moines. Get attorneys involved, and a court case gets referenced. And they get you for those billable hours. But in Tinker versus Des Moines, it goes back to the Vietnam era. In the state of Iowa, they wanted to ban kids from wearing black armbands. The district says they believe that it's only going to be a temporary thing, but kind of an interesting story coming out of San Diego. And obviously, immigration very much in the news right now. The House bill is out there, which barely even makes any sense, criminalizing illegal presence in the U.S. and the provision of any kind of aid to illegal immigrants. I mean, doesn't that just seem like it wouldn't work in terms of how it would tax the criminal justice system? I mean, maybe Halliburton could alleviate that problem, but you got the House bill, you got the Senate bill, you've got proponents of the existing laws that they say, hey, why don't we just enforce what is currently in place? But nevertheless, I think there's we're expecting more marches and protests in the coming days. But joining us to talk a little bit about this, certainly from an interesting point of view, Leo Morales. Leo is the community organizer of the Idaho Community Action Network. We're talking to Leo in the state of Idaho, my home state, by the way. And Leo, you came to the U.S. in 1989. You're a kid. You're 10 years old, and you've obviously done quite well for yourself. But I just want to start from the standpoint of what's being proposed here. You've got McCain and Kennedy and the Senate bill that is certainly a little bit more palpable than what the House has proposed. What is your reaction to the House bill?
Right. Well, definitely the House bill is something that I would say definitely started this national movement against the H.R. 4437, also known as the Sensenbrenner-King bill. You know, that piece of legislation really goes far and beyond, I would say, what we would call any kind of comprehensive immigration reform. Indeed, it's an enforcement only, but it goes far beyond that, really criminalizing just about everyone that's in the country. And so I think that specific piece of legislation, 4437, doesn't make sense for the country. What we have seen in the Senate with the Specter bill, it tends to lead more towards comprehensive immigration reform. There are some provisions there that will allow for legalization and ultimately a path to citizenship for immigrant workers that are here with no status. And it also does contain some provisions that I would say would also impact immigrants negatively.
Yeah, I mean, is there anything you like about the Senate bill?
You know, I think the Senate bill, the fact that I think that includes a path to legalization and citizenship is a step in the right direction. I would say, though, that part of that, more of the details, is that there actually won't be as many individuals that will actually qualify for this legalization program. And so, I mean, a lot of the details are still being figured out. What I do agree with the Senator is that we do need something that's very comprehensive, that will work not only with, you know, with the current population that we have here, but with also the future flow of immigrants in the country.
Now I want to just talk a little bit about your story. I mean, you came here 17 years ago, 10 years of age, across the border. Did you speak any English?
Not at all. Not a single word. Right. That's my story. I think it's very, very similar to the story of many immigrants that have really made up the country. And I think similar stories of many other immigrants that continue to come. What we have seen, particularly with the recent wave, is that it's not just fathers that are crossing the border. In fact, it's mothers and it's entire families. My story, again, I'm from the state of Oaxaca, which is one of the southern states in Mexico. And we came as a family. Actually, well, my parents came first. My dad has been coming to the U.S. since the early 80s. And my mom was reunified with my dad in 1988. After that, again, the family was split, and we stayed with grandma for a while until my parents could afford to raise some money and then bring us, which was four children at that point. And in 89, we made the long journey, and we were reunited with my family here in the U.S. And, of course, not a single word in English.
Wow. No, that's amazing. Here you are 17 years later doing what you're doing. But what is your reaction?
Well, my parents came first. My dad has been coming to the U.S. since the early 80s, and my mom was reunified with my dad in 1988. After that, again, the family was split, and we stayed with grandma for a while until my parents could afford to raise some money and then bring us, which was four children at that point. And in 89, we made the long journey, and we were reunited with my family here in the U.S. And, of course, not a single word in English.
Wow. No, that's amazing. Here you are 17 years later doing what you're doing. But what is your reaction when people say, hey, we need to just...
At that point, and in 89, we made the long journey, and we were reunited with my family.
So, I mean, I know that's not necessarily a reality the way things are right now, but a lot of people are proposing that. You've been here for 17 years. Do you have any sort of support of that yourself?
You know, I think, you know, we need to take care of definitely the problem that we have around our immigration system. I think that's really where the problem is at, is we have passed different policies throughout the years, the 20 years or so since the last reform in 86, that have actually called for more enforcement but not changed the amount of visas or have actually looked at the negative way, particularly from
places, hasn't it?
Gosh, definitely. You know, after 16 years of not being back in Mexico, I returned last year. Last year, that was one of my gifts after I graduated from university. I thought, I'm going to go back to Mexico, so I saved up some money. And I went back to my town after 16 years. It was completely deserted. All you saw there was a few homes that were open, mostly women, some children, but it was deserted. A lot of our youth were gone, men were gone. And so there's a lot of, I would say, ghost towns now throughout Mexico. And indeed, that has a very strong impact, because what happens is then families are split, right? We have a mom over there that stays with the children, if they do not migrate with the father. And it's not healthy for the community, I would say, because it really actually, when it comes to the local culture, the local social fabric, it deteriorates. And so something does need to be done so that communities like the ones in Oaxaca and other places are revived again, and that's very essential.
Yeah, definitely. And this is sort of an aspect of immigration that really doesn't get talked about a lot, but certainly is noteworthy and is interesting. And Leo, I wanted to ask you, we're talking to Leo Morales from the Idaho Community Action Network on immigration, a man now who immigrated as a boy in 1989 to the United States. Have you seen, with all the immigration talk and the issue very much in the spotlight, have you seen a change in attitude where you are? I mean, you're up in the state of Idaho, where demographically it's a little bit different than it is in California, but have you seen a change in attitude towards Hispanics and towards immigrants?
Right. I would say post 9/11, we definitely find ourselves in different times. And because of that, I think that's one of the reasons why there's such a climate of fear. And I would say the climate of fear towards people of color in general. And of course, in this particular case of immigration, it's in here in Idaho, the largest population of ethnic minorities is our Latinos, Hispanics, primarily Mexicans. You know, what I have seen is since then, there has been a very strong movement against immigration, against illegal immigration here, being led here, I would say, by a gentleman named Robert Vasquez, who is a Latino man. His grandparents were from Mexico. He was born in Texas and migrated to Idaho about 25 years ago. Really has captured the imagination, not only of Idaho, but various parts of the country for his very extreme views on immigration, you know, saying such things as, you know, we as Americans better do something about these illegal immigrants, or else we as a country better get used to the chicken and the worm of the Mexican flag, and very lots of, you know, extreme comments. He also asked for the governor of Idaho to declare his county an area of disaster because it was heavily populated with immigrants. And so I would say the environment towards Latinos here since 9/11 and since this strong sentiment against immigrants hasn't been well. In fact, a few years ago, there were several community members, Latinos, that were driven off the road. I hope that we get some kind of comprehensive immigration reforms, that we resolve this and we go back to putting messages that really represent the strong values that this country was founded on, and really, you know, we get to repair some of the damage that has happened between communities. Like here in Idaho now, it's very divisive between the Latino community and the Anglo community.
All right, hold on. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Leo Morales is with us from the Idaho Community Action Network. And again, it's hard to imagine this, although this is the story of literally millions of people living in the States now. 10 years old, crosses the border, doesn't speak English, and establishes a life here. And, you know, most of us, again, I go a couple generations back. Part of my family came over from Italy. I mean, most people at some point, your family immigrated. So whether they went through Ellis Island, whether they crossed the Rio Grande. But we'll continue talking about this. Leo Morales with us. We'll get to your phone calls as well. 899-5792 if you reside in the 831. You can also get us toll-free at 888-579-2540. The show streaming at KRXA540.com. And we will continue. Also coming up, we should mention Frida Berrigan will talk to us about Iraq. And if you checked it out, I promoed this earlier, buzzflash.com. Pretty good links page. And Mark Carlin is the guy that put that together. He will join us. And we'll talk to Larissa Alexandrovna from rawstory.com. Pretty good place to go to check out news that kind of flies under the radar of the mainstream media. But we will step aside right now and continue with more of Leo Morales and continue talking about immigration. Patrick Morrow is my name, sitting in for Peter B. on the Peter B. Collins Show.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
I'm Chuck Mackley, owner of Executive Financial Services. I can get you up to 12% interest on your investment on first and second trust deeds secured by real property. Don't settle for 3 to 5% on your money. Call me today at 443-7277. Your investment will be protected by the equity in the property and title insurance. Put your hard-earned money to work. Call Executive Financial Services at 443-7277 and ask for Chuck Mackley.
Hi, Dan Brown, president of At Your Service Premier Event Planning and Transportation. We specialize in events ranging from a two-person anniversary, our 200 guests attending the great AT&T or the concourse. We have a fleet of sedans, limousines, vans, mini coaches, as well as vintage cars that make any event special. Weddings, wine tours, or corporate events, give us a call, 625-5363, or check us out on the web, MontereyLimos.com. Our corporate transportation program offers competitive rates, we answer the phone 24/7, and you get a real person. And we have the best professional chauffeurs. We cover all the airports including San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and Monterey. We can help plan your company's VIP meeting or employee outing to the ballgame. Let us take the worry and hassle out of your transportation or event. 625-5363 or MontereyLimos.com.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, America's number one progressive talker. Join me every weekday from noon to 3 here on KRXA 540. I'm based in Fargo, North Dakota, and we bring you news and views from the heartland of America. I'm fighting the righties every day on behalf of the working people who've made the nation great. Tell your friends to listen. Give me a call toll-free, 1-877-934-6833. The Ed Schultz Show, noon to 3 on KRXA 540. Think for yourself.
Thank you. And welcome back to the Peter B. Collins Show. Patrick Morrow, my name, sitting in for a vacationing Peter B. And your phone calls are coming up at 899-5792 in the 831. Toll free at 888-579-2540. But with us still is Leo Morales. Leo is with the Idaho Community Action Network. And, Leo, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the animosity that you were referring to before we went to break. And I'm just curious. I mean, this is age old. It goes back to when the Irish came here and the English didn't want them. And so many different types of immigrants have come here and been met with resistance. But you talk about post 9/11. We know with immigration very much in the news right now that, I mean, it's sort of towards an all-time high. I'm just wondering, from your point of view, what specifically can you do to try to combat and diffuse some of these issues?
Yeah, that's such a great question. You know, part of what needs to happen is a continual national dialogue, right? And I think it's a national dialogue also that is more centered around human rights, centered around values based on humanity, right? Because what's happening is we also have a national dialogue where immigrants are really viewed, where they've been dehumanized, right? So it's easier to attack them. And so nationally, there's a lot of rhetoric that really strips away their humanity, the fact that these are mothers, these are fathers, these are children, like in my case. And so what has happened is that the dialogue has really changed so that it's a lot easier to attack immigrants. Something that I think that needs to happen is you know, like radio talk shows such as yours and others throughout the country, we need to continue to emphasize the humanity components of this debate and really begin to change the dialogue, because that, I think, is needed in the country.
And I know there's more people, and we're an ever-expanding population, but do you think now, for someone coming over the border, that it's more difficult what they're going to face than, say, what you faced back in the late 80s and into the 90s?
You know, I think there's a possibility. I think within these, you know, the country itself finds itself in a transition where, you know, people of color, particularly Latinos, were growing at a very fast rate. And I think the country itself is beginning to change a little bit. And so I think we find ourselves in one of those periods where it's very transitional. And because it's very transitional, we will be finding more of these events, such as what happens in Idaho, of driving people off the road. I would hope that through comprehensive immigration reform, through national dialogues, we're able to avoid the nastiness that can happen. And really begin to work as a country and you know, really represent and continue to be the country that of immigrants that we have traditionally been.
Hey, Leo, I know they had the big march in Chicago, the 500,000 down in L.A. Are there enough people up there? Has anybody actually taken to the streets in the state of Idaho?
Oh, definitely. Just this last week during Cesar Chavez week, the 31st, we had a decent-sized march here. Primarily, we focused, one of the main issues was pesticides and farm workers. Over the summer, there was an incident here in Idaho that really captured the imagination of Idahoans. 29 farm workers were exposed to extremely hazardous pesticides, and where 22 of them were hospitalized. And so we had a campaign here. And so that was one of the focus. But people turned out in numbers, and in general, the chant was about immigration. In fact, we're in the process right now of also organizing a rally similar to what's happening nationally. We're expecting a good, you know, 5,000, maybe more or less, here to meet this Sunday the 9th as we join National Action Salsa. So there is, I would say there's definitely, I mean, the community members that we have here also, you know, we have the passion towards asking for change.
Excellent. And, you know, finally, before we let you go, Leo, this is obviously a huge issue, but do you find it interesting the timing of the whole thing, when the House bill came out? Now the Senate's doing their thing. Does it seem, do you sense some strange political timing with this whole thing?
You know, I think there's definitely political timing. I think the folks in Washington, D.C. are very smart, and they're trying to figure out what to do politically, particularly as we get closer to 2008 and really look at the presidential race. I think people are feeling this out. And the one possible logic is they threw this out and let's see, you know, how immigrants will vote. One thing we're encouraging our community members, really, and I think the chant that we are now hearing throughout the country is, today we rally, tomorrow we vote. And so I think, you know, there's a pattern there. There's a pattern there, and I think folks have realized that.
All right. Hey, Leo, I appreciate you taking the time to join us and telling us a little bit about your story. And, I mean, it's just a testament to you that you've had the success that you've had, and it shows that people can come to this country with literally nothing. I think people know this because I think a lot of people sort of spawn from this at some point in time during their history. But, you know, congratulations. I'm glad things are going well for you up there in Idaho, and we look forward to talking to you down the road.
Definitely. Well, thank you for the opportunity. I mean, one last thing I would say is that, you know, immigration is an American experience. And I think that in order to have that, whatever Congress decides will really determine what the kind of country we are also. And so, again, just wanted to leave with that. And I would say I'm basically have similar stories to many immigrants from the past.
All right. Hey, Leo, thank you very much for telling us your story. And again, that was Leo Morales from the Idaho Community Action Network. As we approach the end of the hour, we'll let you chime in, though, on immigration. We'll take phone calls in our final hour, 899-5792 and the 831, toll-free at 888-579-2540. But lots to talk about. Coming up next hour, Frida Berrigan is going to be joining us. Frida is a senior research associate at the World Policy Institute's Arms Trade Resource Center. Got all that? And we will talk about what's going on in Iraq or what's not going on in Iraq or maybe what should be going on in Iraq. We'll talk to Frida coming up next hour. I've promoted a couple times. Check it out. Mark Carlin's BuzzFlash.com. Kind of an interesting site. You got headlines, news, commentary. Again, stuff that you're not necessarily going to see if you flip on CNN or Fox or any of that crap. But probably get something on Katie Couric, though, going to CBS if you turn on one of those stations. But and coming up in our last hour, your phone calls plus Larissa Alexandrovna from RawStory.com. We got a number of different things to talk about with Larissa, including the man, the myth. He is a legend. He's legendary in some ways. Tom DeLay. We will talk about Mr. DeLay. Some parting shots on his way out. But again, the toll-free number, 888-579-2540. Or if you reside in the 831, 899-5792. And the show does stream at KRXA540.com. Patrick Morrow is my name. Sitting in for Peter B. This is the Peter B. Collins Show.
I'm Scott Dick, your host of the Tasty Planet Show. Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m., we'll explore Monterey Bay regional wine and food, markets, restaurants, menus, and prices. I'll interview winemakers, chefs, and other key players. We'll put food and wine together, and then we'll take them apart. If it's handcrafted beer or goat's milk and it's good, let's talk about it. Join me every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. to discuss food, wine, and fun in the Monterey Bay region, and especially delicious slice of our Tasty Planet. Sponsored in part by Kitchen Studio.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove has the finest selection of fresh local fruits, veggies, and meats. The Grove Market is also your first stop for delicious artisanal breads and other baked goods, and boasts an outstanding selection of Monterey wines. For competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey, shop at the Grove Market, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 7, 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove. 242 Forest, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Katie Couric makes her big move.
Sometimes I think change is a good thing.
Did Iraqi insurgents desecrate an American pilot's body?
It's undetermined right now, the authenticity of this video.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The unconfirmed reports were confirmed this morning when Katie Couric announced that her days on NBC's Today Show are numbered.
I wanted to tell all of you out there who have watched the show for the past 15 years that after listening to my heart and my gut, two things that have served me pretty well in the past, I've decided I'll be leaving today at the end of May.
In September, she'll become anchor and managing editor of the CBS Evening News and a contributor to 60 Minutes. Bob Schieffer, who's been interim anchor since Dan Rather stepped down, welcomes his replacement with open arms.
I, for one, could not be happier. I've known Katie Couric since she was a young reporter in Washington. She is a top-flight reporter. She is a terrific interviewer. She's going to be a great leader here at CBS News.
Aaron Barnhart, TV critic of the Kansas City Star, says CBS's gain is not necessarily NBC's loss.
It's a win for the Today Show, which has been really in a tough ratings race with ABC, and this gives it a chance to inject it with a new face, in this case Meredith Vieira, and play around with the chemistry.
Those unconfirmed reports say NBC will soon announce that Meredith Vieira will get the seat next to Matt Lauer. Now this.
Okay, class, let's get back to vocabulary. Who can use the word rich in a sentence? Allison?
I like the rich colors of autumn leaves.
Very good. Kenny?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine rocks!
Okay, Kenny, try another one.
Ovaltine has a rich chocolatey taste. It's rich in nutrition, and it's richer in vitamins and minerals than Nesquik powder.
I get the point, Kenny. You love your Ovaltine, but...
That's rich chocolate Ovaltine, Mrs. McGee.
Got it.
More Ovaltine, please!
If you're taking a pain reliever for your arthritis pain, you could be taking something that may interact with your prescriptions. The pure pain relief of Tylenol Arthritis Pain works all day, and when used as directed, has fewer drug interaction risks than the NSAID Aleve. Stop. Think. Tylenol Arthritis Pain. Works up to 8 hours. Take only as directed.
It's grainy but gruesome. A video posted on the internet today purports to show Iraqi insurgents dragging the burning body of an American helicopter pilot on the ground. The Pentagon confirms an Army helicopter crashed on Saturday, killing the two men on board. But Colonel John Curtin says they're not sure the tape is authentic.
Given that fact that it was a horrific crash, we did recover most of the remains. And it's still being determined now whether... They, in fact, did arrive at the crash site and desecrate the bodies.
The cause of the crash hasn't been determined. Blaming losses and the uncertainty of future losses, Atlantic Preferred Insurance Company is notifying 140,000 homeowners in Florida that their policies will not be renewed. Those customers might be surprised to learn that the insurance industry as a whole made record profits last year despite all the hurricanes and other calamities.
They've used the national disasters like 9/11, natural disasters like Katrina, and phony excuses like too many lawsuits to jack up people's premiums.
Harvey Rosenfield of the Foundation for Consumers and Taxpayers' Rights, a spokesman for the industry, told the Los Angeles Times that insurers wouldn't be good stewards of their investors' and policyholders' funds if they kept doing business where they can't make money. Gasoline prices are at or near $3 a gallon. The experts blame rising demand and uncertainty about foreign oil supplies. But CBS News correspondent Bob Orr found another reason.
Energy traders, cashing in on fears over supply disruptions, are bidding up the price of oil. In fact, the retired chairman of ExxonMobil has said energy traders add as much as a third to the cost of oil. That amounts to $20 worth of speculation in every $60 barrel of crude.
Crude oil futures closed above $67 a barrel today. Mixed verdict in the latest Vioxx trial. A jury in Atlantic City has found Merck liable for the heart attack suffered by one man who took the prescription painkiller, but not for another man's coronary. Plaintiff's attorney Chris Seeger is satisfied.
Merck has been devastated by this. This is exactly what they deserved, and they got it.
The jury still has to decide on punitive damages. More fallout from the scandal at Duke University, where a black stripper says she was raped by white lacrosse players during a team party. Longtime men's lacrosse coach Mike Pressler resigned today, and the rest of the season was canceled. The investigation continues. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Air cleaners are all the rage these days, and the one that works best is mine. Hi, I'm David Orrick. My hypoallergenic Orrick air cleaner traps 99.7% of harmful airborne particles from cigarette smoke to mold spores. Orrick air cleaners have electronic filters that never need replacement. They wash clean, saving hundreds of dollars a year. Try one free on me. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200.
Huh, dude, I'm in trouble.
Why?
I haven't done my taxes yet. I don't have an appointment anywhere. I can't figure out the forms for myself. I'm done for.
Whoa, relax.
I'm gonna have to change my name and leave the country.
Just go to TurboTax.com. They have everything you need to get your taxes done quickly.
TurboTax.com?
Yep, you just answer simple questions and it fills in all the right forms. It checks for errors and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Sounds easy.
You can even e-file and get confirmation that the IRS received your return.
Well, that sounds a lot easier than what I was planning.
Learn more at TurboTax.com. Log on and you're done.
All right, back at you on a Wednesday afternoon, 6 minutes after the hour here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Patrick Morrow is my name, sitting in for the vacationing Peter B. But yeah, April the 5th, you know, back in 1792 on this date, George Washington, president number one, vetoed a bill designed to apportion representatives among U.S. states. And it was the first time that the presidential veto had been used ever in the history of the U.S. Of course, President number 43, the guy that's in charge now, yet to use the veto. No veto. But he is very hot on this immigration thing, calling on the Senate to pass reform of the immigration laws. Those include plans for the guest worker program. And we'll talk a little bit more about this. I know it's a hot issue, and we'll let people chime in. The House bill, the Senate bill, you've got existing laws. A very tough issue, and it definitely something that has to be addressed. But, again, the timing of the whole thing, interesting timing, isn't it, that everyone's talking about this, and not that many people are really talking about Iraq. Maybe not as many people that should be talking about Iraq. But you know what? We're going to talk about Iraq right now because joining us is Frida Berrigan. Frida is the Senior Research Associate at the World Policy Institute's Arms Trade Resource Center. And let's talk a little bit about that first, Frida. I know that the Arms Trade Resource Center is a project of research and public education on preventative diplomacy. Preventative, something that the current administration, I don't think they talked to you people before proceeding.
No, we don't have a phone that George Bush picks up. We wish we did. We could have saved him a lot of money. We could have saved him a lot of lives. But fortunately, he's not listening to us.
Okay, talk to me a little bit more about your group. I know you've been around since 1993, and something that's very important that you're trying to deal with is controlling international arms transfers. And, I mean, that's something that's kind of scary, that the type of equipment that if the wrong people get their hands on could really create a doomsday scenario, and that's a big part of what your group does.
Right. We work on locking down loose nuclear weapons, taking U.S. nuclear weapons off hair trigger alert, sort of offer policy alternatives to the approaches that the administration is taking in Iran and North Korea, in other countries of concern with the proliferation of nuclear and also chemical and biological weapons. And we say, hey, you know, you don't have to go to war in order to control all of these materials. There's a lot of programs that are small, they're underfunded, but they're very, very effective. In the former Soviet Union, we're re-educating scientists who know how to build nuclear bombs so that they're not hired and paid by terrorist groups or non-state actors or other countries that we don't want to get nuclear weapons. We're taking nuclear weapons apart. We're locking up the materials. We're storing them safely. The Nunn-Lugar program is one of these programs, and it's a couple $100 million a year, which to you and I sounds like a lot of money, but in the grand scheme of things and in a $400 and almost $50 billion military budget, it's just a drop in the bucket. And those sorts of programs are the programs that keep the Osama bin Ladens of the world from having nuclear weapons, not these sort of preemptive wars that the administration is taking on.
I mean, we know throughout history there have been groups that think the world is going to end and probably would like to bring about the end of the world. But the scary thing is now, because of technology, we're at a point where a small group of people could potentially control something that would be really devastating. And I wanted to ask you, in terms of the black market for that sort of thing, how concerned should we be?
Well, we should be, you know, moderately concerned. I don't know where it fits on Tom Ridge's little color-coded emergency levels, but we should be moderately concerned about non-state actors, about terrorist groups getting their hands. They probably wouldn't be able to build an intercontinental ballistic missile, but they certainly could get their hands on enough nuclear material and wire it with explosives. And bring it into this country, whether on a ship or build it here in the United States. Those sorts of things are relatively easy for a group of people to do. And the reality is that the measures to curb that, to make it more difficult, to discourage that, are relatively inexpensive. And at the same time, National Missile Defense, which is a $10 billion a year program in the Pentagon budget, is designed to sort of build this shield over the United States, a sort of laser shield to keep intercontinental ballistic missiles, to keep nuclear weapons from being flown into the United States. No terrorist is going to have the capability to do that, but we're wasting all of this money on something for a threat that doesn't exist, when the idea that terrorists could develop these so-called dirty bombs is something we should be concerned about, and we're not prepared to deal with, either in terms of preventing it from happening, and then certainly in terms of the health and environmental consequences that such an attack would have. We're certainly not in a position right now to be able to respond with hospitals and emergency rooms and emergency medical teams and the environmental cleanup that we would need to muster for such an attack.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's really scary. I mean, when you look at what happened in New Orleans and in that part of the country after the hurricanes, I mean, we did on the show a couple of days ago, there was an earthquake in California, 4.3, nothing huge, but certainly something that gets the wheels turning, that, hey, if the big one hits, what am I going to do? I mean, the fact that the powers that be might not have my back, what am I going to do? That is definitely something that I think creeps into the mind of most people. We know that in terms of preventative diplomacy, that was not the plan of the administration, and I don't think it is going to be anytime soon. What about Iran? I mean, is there any reason to believe that we're not going to be involved somehow in terms of a military campaign with that country very soon?
Well, if you listen to the rhetoric coming out of the administration, whether it's Condoleezza Rice or President Bush, you'd think that we were going to launch a new wave of shock and awe, you know, sometime next week against the mullahs in Tehran. I think we're not quite at that point. I think militarily it would be hard for the administration to switch gears with U.S. troops and U.S. military forces so bogged down in Iraq. But
we had no trouble leaving Afghanistan and going to Iraq.
That's true. And in terms of an air campaign, I think we do have the resources to start bombing Iran. And I think, you know, we do see this pattern emerging of leapfrogging from democratizing Afghanistan, freeing the women from their burqas, to the liberation of Iraq and the implementation of democracy there, turning off the nuclear spigot in Iran seems pretty easy when you're sitting in Washington. But again, looking at it from a position of diplomacy, you know, Iran is 15, 20 years away from, and this is the kind of thing that Americans don't here to read the newspapers, you'd think that they were about to launch a nuclear attack on New York City and San Francisco tomorrow. They're 15 or 20 years away from nuclear weapons that could threaten the United States. And we have a lot of room to offer both carrots and sticks to the government there. And, you know, I mean, a whole set of tools in our toolbox that we're not using at all. And meanwhile, you know, we want their oil, and they want to be a part of the global community. So there's a lot of resources at our disposal that we're just not using.
We will certainly keep our eye on that. Okay, hey, hold on just a sec, Frieda. We do have to step aside. Frieda Berrigan is joining me, Senior Research Associate at the World Policy Institute's Arms Trade Resource Center. And we'll talk a little bit more about Iraq specifically and what exactly may play out there. Civil war? Is there any sort of exit plan on the part of our administration? And how bad is it if you're just some Iraqi just trying to live your life? I mean, it's one thing if there's a dictator, but you kind of know what you have to do. And now it's just utter chaos. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. Your phone call is coming up, too, at 899-5792 in the 831. Also, toll-free at 888-579-2540. But we will continue with more. Patrick Morrow is my name, sitting in for Peter B. This is the Peter B. Collins Show.
It's tax time again, and there's one progressive tax preparer in the Monterey Bay area who specializes in tax returns for W-2 and self-employed working people. Jim Moore Income Tax specializes in preparing tax returns that maximize your refund and, through electronic filing, get you that refund as soon as you need it, in 24 hours, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. The choice is yours. The personnel of Jim Moore Income Tax have been helping the hardworking Spanish-speaking residents of the Central Coast with immigration and tax preparation services for more than 30 years. You can get your tax return professionally prepared and electronically filed by bilingual tax professionals at a very reasonable fee. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today. Jim Moore Income Tax at 30 Alexander Street in downtown Watsonville, just two blocks from the Central Plaza. Be sure to bring a copy of your 2004 federal and California returns, W-2-1099 info for 2005. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today. 30 Alexander Street, downtown Watsonville. Join R.J. Moyer for his new weekend show about college funding this Saturday at 10 a.m. on KRXA 540. R.J. Moyer brings to the microphone a unique perspective on the benefits of a college education, and he shares with you his knowledge on how to substantially reduce your out-of-pocket college expenses.
This is R.J. Moyer. Join me for About College Funding Saturday morning at 10 on KRXA 540. Sponsored in part by The Potting Shed in Aptos.
Pam and Nancy from The Potting Shed in Aptos.
One of the biggest benefits for us are the relationships that we establish with our customers. Our customers have said that they love coming to our place because we have great stuff and great prices.
The thing that makes us unique is the mix of things. It's a very eclectic mix. We've become a destination for a lot of people. They'll bring friends out. They'll do little mini tour buses and bring friends. So we really, really appreciate that. We're located at 5752 Freedom Boulevard in Aptos.
About 2 miles east of Highway 1 heading towards Watsonville. We have everything from French soaps to linens to wall hangings.
And it's gotten to the point where people think of us when they need a gift. It's not just a utilitarian purchase or frivolous, but they make us a regular stop when they need a gift.
We're open from 10 to 5 Wednesday through Sunday. Come by, have a cup of tea. The Potting Shed.
I'm Chuck Mackley, owner of Executive Financial Services. I can get you up to 12% interest on your investment on first and second trust deeds secured by real property. Don't settle for 3 to 5% on your money. Call me today at 443-7277. Your investment will be protected by the equity in the property and title insurance. Put your hard-earned money to work. Call Executive Financial Services at 443-7277 and ask for Chuck Mackley.
And it's time now for us to check the KRXA 540 ride home. We got Amy Knight. Amy, what do you got?
Look, we have a couple of toolboxes in Monterey, southbound on one at Highway 68. They're in the two left lane, so drive with caution. Also in Aptos, northbound one at State Park Drive, there's a ladder in the right lane. And in Freedom, Holahan Road at Green Valley Road, an injury accident. No lanes blocked, though. Want to let you know about westbound 152 at Carlton Road. It's closed for at least a week because of a sinkhole. At least 25 feet of the roadway has been washed away, and police on scene doing traffic control in the area there in Santa Cruz County. If you want any different pain relievers for different pains, wherever you hurt, Advil works. Advil, the everyday pain reliever. Amy Knight with traffic on KRXA 540.
And we're back at you on Wednesday afternoon. This is the Peter B. Collins Show. Patrick Morrow is my name. I'm sitting in for the vacationing Peter B. And it seems like all the time, this is always, you're always discovering something new online to check out, right? It goes into your rotation of bookmarks and just something that you look at. And one of those things could be BuzzFlash.com. I've been promoting it throughout the program. We're going to talk to its founder, Mark Carlin, coming up a little bit later this hour. It's just a great site with all sorts of commentary and links to things that you're not going to find in other locales. But that's coming up shortly. With us right now, carryover from the previous segment, Frieda Berrigan. We're talking a little bit about Iraq and just some of the things going on in the Middle East. Frieda is the Senior Research Associate at the World Policy Institute's Arm Trade Resource Center. Frieda, is that all on a business card? That's a mouthful.
I know, I have an extra large business card.
Excellent, excellent. Hey, let's talk specifically about Iraq, because it seems like every day, I mean, we heard the story not too long ago about stories being planted in the media there. And yeah, there's always somebody trying to give you this story that things are good and things are great there. And there was some politician's wife took a picture when she was in Turkey and posted it as being life great in Iraq.
Right.
And there's just so much misinformation out there. And I just want you to tell people a little bit, I mean, what it's like just day to day, people living over there without a power grid, with just a lot of the basic necessities that most of us take for granted. It's really hard to fathom life like that.
Right. Yeah, you're looking at the trial of Saddam Hussein, and he's a brutal dictator, and people in Iraq under him, you know, lived with a lot of uncertainty, and they lived with a lot of violence and political reprisals. But when they turned on the faucet, water came out, and it was clean. When they flipped the switch, and this is a developed nation. This is a you know, a second world nation, a very sort of industrialized country, rich with oil wealth. When they flipped on the switch, the lights came on. There are tons of promises that the United States has made to the people of Iraq, democracy, liberation, regime change, and also all of these sort of basic infrastructural promises. And we've seen billions of dollars spent on all of this. There's less power in the cities of Iraq than there was under Saddam Hussein, which, you know, was under the sanctions when the United States and the UN had Saddam Hussein and the country of Iraq basically on an almost complete economic embargo, and things weren't coming into the country. There's not enough food. There's not consumer goods. And then you have this instability and violence and threat of violence. And there's political violence, sectarian, ethnic, religious violence. And then there's just a lot of opportunistic violence. And you can imagine being a person in Baghdad or in Najaf, in one of the other major cities, and just, you know, leaving your house in the morning and having no idea what's going to happen throughout the course of the day. No idea where your children, if they're going to be okay in school, that school is going to be bombed, if it's going to be hit by an errant U.S. missile, if it's going to be the site of a shootout between Sunnis and Shiites, if the teacher's going to be kidnapped, if just, there's just such uncertainty that, Yeah, I think most people in this country can't even really wrap their heads around living with that level of instability and uncertainty.
Yeah, I mean, you hear about all these people dying, and most of those slaughtered are civilians. And you know, before this whole thing began, a lot of people predicted, okay, you take Hussein out, you're talking about an area that's been ruled a certain way for like 5,000 years, and we're just going to step in there and impose our will. And intelligent people sort of scoffed at that and said, you're going to wind up with a civil war there. You're going to have the Shiite majority, crushing the Sunnis. Are we headed in that direction?
I mean, every indication, you know, from military experts to political experts to people on the ground say, yep, this is exactly what's happening, and can pinpoint decisions from before the invasion, before March of 2003, made by the Bush administration and the Blair administration in the UK, that basically sort of made a civil war almost impossible to avoid. Now, you know, you could say we shouldn't have gone to war in the first place, and I firmly believe that there was no threat from Saddam Hussein. There's no all evidence you know, points to that. But even if you sort of accept some of the rationalizations coming out of the administration, there's a good way to go to war and a really, really, really bad way to go to war. And at every turn, this administration tried to have war on the cheap. They didn't have enough intelligence. They didn't have enough information about the reality on the ground in Iraq. Some of these people who are sort of household names today, Muqtada al-Sadr, you know, Sistani, I don't think anybody in Washington knew those names before March of 2003. We had no concept of what the political landscape and the religious and cultural landscape was of the country that we were going to completely overhaul in the course of, you know, 18 months or 6 months, depending on which member of the administration you listen to. So, and, you know, just a few weeks ago, President Bush goes on this little tour. He goes to West Virginia. He goes to Cleveland. He talks to the press, and he tells the American people that, you know, everything's going according to plan.
It's going great.
We're going great. You know, minor dust ups between the Sunnis and Shiites. It's no big problem. And then you have this chorus coming from the military, from the Pentagon, saying, we got to get rid of Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense. This is worse than Vietnam. We hear this kind of thing coming from, the very military that's supposed to be, they're winning the peace. So I think we just have a terrible situation on our hands and no good answers coming from the administration. But I think it's very clear that U.S. troops are a catalyst for violence, a catalyst for the Civil War, and nothing's going to improve until those troops are withdrawn.
Definitely. Hey, Frieda, we're right at the end of the segment. Just in a one-word answer, if you and I sat down and had this type of conversation in like 2 years, are we having the same conversation? Are we still sitting there in Iraq?
Unless the American people use the tools of their democracy, we're going to be right here having the same conversation, unfortunately, Patrick.
I think you're probably right. All right. Hey, Frieda, thanks so much. Have a good evening. Frieda, the Senior Research Associate at the World Policy Institute's Arms Trade Resource Center. And we're going to step aside on that note. When we come back, Mark Carlin from BuzzFlash.com. And if you can get in front of the web, go check it out. Kind of a pro-democracy, politically savvy, anti-hypocrisy web community. And we'll talk to Mark coming up next. Patrick Morrow is my name, sitting in for Peter B. on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
You already know that Joe Rombi's La Mia Cucina in Pacific Grove serves the best Italian meals this side of Roma in an elegant, comfortable setting. What you may not know is that you can also enjoy Joe Rombi's incomparable cuisine in the comfort of your family room, dining room, or kitchen. Your only stop for such delicacies as portobello mushroom ravioli, spaghetti bolognese, crab cakes, and sand dabs is Joe Rombi's La Piccola Casa in PG on 17th, just above Lighthouse. Drop by on your way home from work or any time. And if you're looking for the ideal private room for your next party, look no further than Joe Rombi's La Piccola Casa and La Mia Cucina. Joe Rombi has three rooms that can accommodate groups of any size from 16 to 60. For unforgettable meals in a private setting at your place or theirs, call 373-8116 or drop by La Piccola Casa, 17th Street between Lighthouse and Laurel in Pacific Grove. Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside. Are you looking for money for college? Every year, billions of dollars in financial aid go unclaimed because parents just don't know how to properly access those funds. Mistakes are made in filling out applications. Deadlines are overlooked. And ultimately, it's the student who loses out on desperately needed funds. R.J. Moyer, president of AboutCollegeFunding.com, offers solutions to your financial aid dilemma.
If you're the parent of a college-bound high school junior or senior, critical deadlines are rapidly approaching, and we do specialize in late-stage college funding planning. Regardless of your income, assets, or home equity, I can help you send your child to the college of his or her choice without spending your life savings. But you must take action now.
AboutCollegeFunding.com is now offering free one-hour consultations for parents in need of answers. Call 1-888-337-9775. That's 1-888-337-9775.
Remember, the early bird gets the cash.
Hi, I'm Joan Kenley with Talking Matters, this Saturday at 3 on KRXA 540. My topic is your pets, the healthy love connection. This is another lively show about dogs, cats, bunnies, and horses. You'll want to hear what our guests have to say. Tune in for Dr. Jocelyn Thurm, Bay Area veterinarian, Heather Marchman, horse specialist and owner, Rebecca Thomas, pet body worker, and Heidi Kistler of the Positively Pampered Pet. The conversation will touch your mind, body, heart, and soul. Do you know how your pets can benefit from the latest improvements in veterinary medicine? Is there intuition between you and your pet? What's special about those who know and love horses? Keep listening and we'll keep talking about things that matter. My shows are archived on joankenley.com. That's K-E-N-L-E-Y. Your pets, the healthy love connection, this Saturday at 3.
Welcome back to the program. Patrick Morrow is my name, sitting in for Peter B. on this Wednesday edition of the Peter B. Collins Show. Hope your weekend's going well. Anybody watch that Bonds on Bonds thing on ESPN on Tuesday? And I thought there was no crying in baseball, but, oh yeah, that's actually reality TV. But, yeah, I watched it. I'm kind of embarrassed to admit, but I did check it out. But anyway, taking your phone calls coming up next hour, 899-5792 in the 831 and toll free 888-579-2540. Also a very special guest coming up in the final hour. How's that for a tease? It's pretty good. But right now we go back to the guest line, and joining us from buzzflash.com is Mark Carlin, the guy that put this together. Buzzflash, I've promoted it throughout the program and encouraged people, if they're online to go check this out. You get all sorts of news and commentary, the stuff that kind of flies under the radar, politically savvy. He describes it as pro-democracy, anti-hypocrisy. I like that. Mark, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Patrick. How are you?
I am doing great. Happy to be sitting in here on the Peter B. Collins Show, and actually happy to have discovered BuzzFlash.com. I was talking about this earlier. It seems like practically every day you're finding some new place online to go check out that's a wealth of information, whatever you're looking for, and happy to add BuzzFlash into my rotation. Talk a little bit about just the fact that the internet makes getting something like this started really not that difficult.
Well, the barriers to entry on the internet have traditionally been very minimal as compared to owning a radio station out in Monterey, California. The cost of getting on the internet are basically paying for a server for a website. You could do the design yourself. It's that simple. Bloggers get free blogging software and don't really need to pay anything unless they've built themselves up into a very complex site that uses up what is called a lot of bandwidth, which you could think of as internet electricity. But it's quite easy to start. We started in May of 2000, BuzzFlash, and had about 34 readers a day, and now we have about 200,000 a day.
Wow, and when did you get started on this?
May of 2000.
Okay, so you've got a nice little foundation there, and we go to, as I look at BuzzFlash.com right at the home page, again, you see stories here that even if you go look at some of the other alternative sites, you're not necessarily seeing. I'm looking at a story talking about 22 Chinese nationals sneaking into America inside an uninspected ship cargo. It could have easily been something else, right?
That's right. We try to promote many sites that people might not otherwise see. The internet really, much to the chagrin of the mainstream press, has become the vehicle for investigative reporting in the United States. You really don't see much of it in the mainstream press. Occasionally New York Times, LA Times, or Washington Post, maybe the Chicago Tribune has a story. They found out that there's been some whistleblower in the government. But other than that, investigative reporting doesn't really exist as a ritual anymore in the United States. You can't really call many journalists investigative reporters. It turns out what we're doing in true democracy spirit is that many people who have internet blogs or sites like BuzzFlash are doing the investigative work themselves. They're going to libraries. They're searching through the internet. They're calling people. And they're getting information that basically the White House press corps and many others in the mainstream press are just too lazy to get.
Yeah, I mean, basically people who I think even try to go out and inform themselves, unfortunately, if you're going to CNN or Fox or MSNBC or any of these, all you're really getting is infotainment. You're getting what, I don't know, I'm sure there's some special program that the suits of marketing put together that the stories with the buzzwords that will get the most people looking, and it's all it is business. All it is capitalism, and it is refreshing to find some of these stories that you normally wouldn't see. I also see on the site Ann Coulter calling Tom DeLay an incredibly honorable man.
Yes, and we preface that with the term Coltergeist. Yes, and that's actually from a site called NewsHounds, which was created by as an offshoot of Robert Greene's work on the film Outfox. This is one of the interesting aspects of how the internet really depends upon the true spirit of democracy. I'm sure many of your listeners, Patrick, are familiar with Outfox. It was a film Robert Greenwald, the producer down in Los Angeles, did, where he basically exposed the Fox network as being basically a Republican propaganda network. And he did this by showing clips from Fox. How he obtained that is very interesting. He recruited just by posting something on an internet site, a group of primarily older women who monitored on a rotating basis Fox News 24 hours a day for several months and took note of glaring biases, which is not hard to find. And it was through that that Robert Greenwald got the clips to put together for Outfoxed. They stuck together, these women, and created a site called NewsHounds after the film was made, Fox NewsHounds. And it was from that site that the that little piece that you found about Coulter guys, Dan Coulter, calling Tom DeLay, who's really a wicked man, a very honorable man. But, of course, this is Ann Coulter who said that Timothy McVeigh should have blown up the New York Times building. So we're talking about very mean people.
we are. And, you know, it is another story. This one's out of the Cincinnati Post, so it's not like it's not that mainstream. But in terms of people around the rest of the country, you didn't necessarily see this, but the president on opening day of the baseball season, which was Monday, went to Cincinnati. It's a great American ballpark there to throw out the first pitch. Glad that a lot of tax money is going to set that whole thing up. But the story out of the Post was that he went to great lengths, and I think he actually does this everywhere he goes, to surround himself with war veterans and people that are obviously going to be sympathetic with what he's trying to do, and maybe more specifically, people that aren't just going to out and out boo and heckle him.
Yeah, I think it was the speculation, the implication was in that article from the Cincinnati paper and in other coverage of that opening day event was that this was a White House PR operation to prevent anyone from booing, because if they booed Bush, then that was one thing, but no one was going to dishonor. I think it was a wounded veteran and the father of someone, one of our GIs who had died over in Iraq. So he basically, as he always does, uses kind of cowardly cover instead of going out there himself. Let's face it, when you have tens of thousands of people in an opening day stadium, you know, this is a country that's pretty much split down the middle in terms of party affiliation. He's going to get booed. I mean, it's just going to happen. So, particularly when his ratings are at 32% in some polls in terms of approval. So that what he basically did is he brought protection, which was in the guise of Iraqi war heroes, a parent of a deceased soldier and a wounded veteran, and that's kind of cowardly.
He put a posse together.
A protective posse.
Yeah.
He used these people. It was very opportunistic, which he has used Iraqi soldiers again and again, even though there's no one in the administration, no one in the administration who has a relative serving in Vietnam, and both Dick Cheney and George W. Bush avoided service in Vietnam. Dick Cheney had 5 deferments from serving, and of course we know of Bush's infamous non-career, perhaps,
yes,
in the Texas National Guard, in which he checked off that he would not, he was not interested in volunteering for service in Vietnam. So, yeah, that is pretty cowardly. And that's typical of what BuzzFlash tries to do. We try to find these items that are either on the internet in the investigative vehicles that have emerged on the internet or in the mainstream media that are nuggets. Sometimes they're on page 32 of a paper if you buy the print edition, but we pull them out of page 2 and give them a lot more exposure. But the mainstream press has decided, well, this is a minor point, but we think it's much more deserving.
We were talking to Mark Carlin, who put together BuzzFlash.com. How'd you come up with that name, by the way?
We were looking for something contemporary. This is a culture where it's important for a mass population. I mean, we have close to 300 million people, that you have a name that's got some pizzazz to it. You know, you don't want to save like the Progressive Journal or something. You want to have something exciting. So I think BuzzFlash reflects the speed and timeliness of our postings. We post 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We haven't been closed or down since May of 2000. I think there was a crash runs for about an hour with the server. But other than that, we've been on 24 hours a day. I think
we're not going to hold that against you. But
I think Buzz Flash Express is that sort of, you know, contemporary timeliness.
Okay, hey, hold on just a sec, and we are going to talk about some of the other content currently on BuzzFlash.com. All sorts of good stuff here. The story of how the U.S. lost Latin America. Trouble ahead for Uncle Sam in his own backyard. We will tell you a little bit about that story, talk about some of the other content, and we will continue with more of Mark Carlin from BuzzFlash.com. Also, your phone calls are coming up at 899-5792. If you live in that 831 area code, or you can get us toll-free at 888-579-2540. And don't forget about that very special guest coming up in hour number three. But we will continue with more of Mark Carlin from BuzzFlash.com. Patrick Morrow is my name, sitting in for Peter. This is the Peter B. Collins Show.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. We know that our children learn by playing, and the caring staff at Thinker Toys will help you choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. Stop by our beautiful Carmel store at 7th and San Carlos and the just renovated Thinker Toys at Del Monte Center in Monterey. Thinker Toys is open daily.
If you own a Volvo and you want quality repairs and great service at a fair price, then take your Volvo to Hunt's Auto Repair in Seaside. They only work on Volvos, and they can do any needed service and repair, including all factory recommended maintenance. Owner Mike Brooks is a Volvo certified and factory trained technician with over 16 years experience. Mike's partner Tracy is also a factory trained Volvo service advisor. Many Volvo owners in the area already know and trust Tracy to take care of their Volvos.
Hans Auto Repair, 384 Olympia Avenue, Seaside, is a locally owned and family-operated full-service Volvo repair shop where Mike and I feature honest, quality service at a fair price.
Bring your Volvo to us, and we'll do everything possible to ensure that you leave satisfied and fully informed about your Volvo. Remember, that's Hans Auto Repair, 384 Olympia Avenue, Seaside. For more info, give us a call at 583-9820.
That's 583-9820.
Hello, I'm Jose Mendez.
And I'm Ren Bradley. Please join us on our new show, Labor Matters, on Sunday starting March 5th from 1 to 2 p.m.
We'll be talking about issues of importance to the labor movement and raising awareness of the local struggles of the working men and women of our community.
And, as time permits, state and national issues.
Don't give up the fight.
And it is time now to check traffic, KRXA 540, and Amy Knight. Amy, what do you got for us?
Well, it looks like we still have problems westbound 152 at Carlton. Roadway still shut down with a sinkhole. Traffic control in the area by local police. Also, Holohan Road at Green Valley Road, an injury accident. So clearing there in Freedom and in Aptos. New problem, Trout Gulch Road at Soquel Drive. Looks like some fallen power cables along with some trees completely blocking the roadway. Also, Highway 1 at 183, there's a truck bed liner and a chest of drawers in the left lane of Highway 1. Wherever you can, Preparation H portable wipes are the easy way to cleanse, cool, and soothe. Four times bigger than Tux pads, Preparation H portable wipes, big relief to go. Amy Knight with traffic on KRXA 540.
And back at you on Wednesday afternoon here, 48 minutes past the hour, on a Wednesday edition of the Peter B. Collins Show. Patrick Morrow is my name. Hanging out here for the vacationing Peter B., and your phone call is coming up in our final hour. Go ahead and give those numbers, 899-5792 and the 831, toll-free at 888-579-2540. We'll talk about a number of things, including immigration, that hot button issue. But we continue with Mark Carlin from BuzzFlash.com. And Mark, getting back to some of the stories on here, you got a lot on Tom DeLay. And of course, the resignation of Mr. DeLay is, I would assume, going to have a fairly major impact on the Republican Party. Do you think we have any idea to the extent at this juncture?
I think looking over 5 years of what has been one-party control over the United States of America, this used to be a country where we believed in checks and balances and wanted the executive branch balanced by at least one branch of Congress. But right now we have, in essence, a Supreme Court, a White House, and a Congress that are all one party. Tom DeLay's resignation, and he really ran the House. Dennis Hastert was the Speaker. He was at one time the majority leader, but he was the power behind the House financially and otherwise strategically. This is the first major break in the one-party controlled name of the corrupt Republican Party. When you ask, will there be impact, I think he is going to be indicted. He has been indicted on the state level. I think he will be indicted on the federal level because two of his aides, including one of his top aides, have turned, in essence, state's evidence, and that's why we believe, and many others speculate, he resigned. This was not an issue of just that perhaps he was going to lose his seat. The issue is really with the indication last week that became public that his senior aide was going to cooperate with the prosecutors, that this was the reason Tom DeLay resigned. He needs at this point to spend his time fending off federal charges that are going to be coming down in the near future. And he can complain all he wants about a local prosecutor, Ronnie Earle in Texas, a state prosecutor, a district attorney, but it's going to be hard to complain that the Department of Justice, which of course is an executive branch agency, part of the Bush administration, has a vendetta against him once he's indicted on federal charges. So I do think this is in the 5 years we've done BuzzFlash, this is the biggest political setback for the one-party rule of the Republican Party. And Tom DeLay was the symbol of the Republican Congress in all its facets, but particularly in terms of corruption. He wrapped himself in Christ much more even than Bush did, claiming that whatever he did was a reflection of Christ. And we all know Christ was a merciful, kind, compassionate, many believe, of course, of the Christian faith, Son of God. Tom DeLay had nothing to do with those attributes. He was a wicked, mean-spirited, vengeful man, corrupt to the core, still is. And his resignation came as a result of those characteristics, not that he was going to lose the election, although he might have, because he was going to be indicted. And I think he realized, and his lawyers told him, that he was facing an imminent indictment, and the best thing to do would be to resign. And I think the Republican Party, the leaders of the Republican Party, didn't want an indicted congressman who had just stepped down as majority leader, still serving in Congress. And that seat is important to them, too, but he personally, Tom DeLay is a snake, and he personally is not going to resign from anything unless he has to. And in this case, he couldn't serve if he was federally indicted, right, which he will be.
Right, but does have God on his side. Don't. Yeah,
you know, we sometimes things at BuzzFlash, we should just one day declare. We wrote a commentary in our email alerts, which are free to any of your listeners. They just have to go to the site and sign up. They come every morning, every afternoon. And the commentary, I think, this morning was, you know, we're just going to declare on BuzzFlash that we believe in Christ and Christ is on our side, and that's going to absolve us from everything, because that is basically the Bush strategy, yeah. the time delay strategy, and the strategy of most of the GOP is to simply say, you know, Christ, I have faith in Christ, and Christ has faith in me, and that makes them Teflon-coated and immune from any accountability. And I don't think Christ should be abused in that way.
Yeah, I think I got Christ on my side, Mark, so I don't think I'm going to pay my taxes this year. How do you think that'll work out?
Well, exactly.
Probably not so well. Hey, we don't have that much time left, but I just wanted to float this out there. Obviously, anybody who looks at BuzzFlash.com is abreast as to what's going on. But do you think with Abramoff, with DeLay, with Cunningham in California, do you think that the American public in the year 2006 here, a couple years away from a presidential election, do you think anyone even notices or cares about this stuff?
I think we've reached the threshold on a number of things. I think the neocons in Bush were wrong, as many of us said, about the Iraq War, and there's no way that they can get out of that honorably at this point. And I think that is why he's at 32% of approval rating. Even many non-fundamentalist Republican Christians are breaking off from Bush at this point, slowly, but it's happening. The second thing I think is, with this delay resignation, I think there's finally a recognition that this corruption is for real. It's not some sort of abstraction. Tom DeLay kept identifying himself again with Christ as some sort of victim, that he was being crucified. He used religious language and analogies. When you have federal indictments, the people in this country do take that seriously. There's something about the justice system that even the most ardent Republicans take seriously. And if you get indicted, there's a kind of feeling that there's something going on there that's not quite kosher. And in this case, I think the corruption inside the Republican Party is so vast and so widespread that it's breaking through the mainstream media. And we've only seen the tip of the iceberg. You have someone like Bob Ney in Ohio who's implicated in Abramoff and is probably going to have to take a dive soon. And you have many, many other congressmen and women and senators and people in the White House who Abramoff is connected to. So I don't think by any means we've seen the end of the corruption scandals in the GOP yet. And it's wishful thinking on the part of many Republicans to think that just because DeLay is going away that this is going to end the corruption scandal, because it's not going to be isolated in DeLay. It's just going to spread further like a cracked windshield.
Hey, Mark, we have like a minute to go, and I know you can only sort of just touch on this, but how bad has the relationship, it doesn't get much publicity, but how bad is the relationship becoming between the U.S. and I mean, we know about Venezuela, but just the rest of Latin America?
Well, I think Latin America is pretty much an open revolt. The U.S. has always tried to install puppet governments there or military governments, and you have now in Venezuela, Bolivia, and Chile, democratically, and I want to emphasize democratically elected governments, because whatever one thinks of Chavez, and he's quite a showman and loves to be provocative, he has been elected twice in Venezuela. You have a populist government in Bolivia, and you have a moderately liberal to populist government in Chile right now. In fact, the woman who heads the Chilean government is a former victim of torture under the Pinochet regime, which the U.S. supported. The U.S. simply can't control the popular will of all these people. Bush says he's for democracy, but really he's only for puppet governments that have the guise of democracy. You have democracy in South America, at least in these three countries now. And Bush is saying, well, I don't like what democracy brings. Well, he's stuck with it.
All right. Hey, Mark, we're totally out of time, but thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Patrick.
Absolutely. Check out BuzzFlash.com, and we will continue. Patrick Morrow is my name, sitting in for Peter B. on the Peter B. Collins Show.
You already know that Joe Rombi's La Mia Cucina in Pacific Grove serves the best Italian meals this side of Roma in an elegant, comfortable setting. What you may not know is that you can also enjoy Joe Rombie's incomparable cuisine in the comfort of your family room, dining room, or kitchen. Your only stop for such delicacies as portobello mushroom ravioli, spaghetti bolognese, crab cakes, and sand dabs is Joe Rombie's La Piccola Casa in PG on 17th, just above Lighthouse. Drop by on your way home from work or any time. And if you're looking for the ideal private room for your next party, look no further than Joe Rombie's La Piccola Casa and La Mia Cucina. Joe Rombie has three rooms that can accommodate groups of any size from 16 to 60. For unforgettable meals in a private setting at your place or theirs, call 373-8116 or drop by La Piccola Casa, 17th Street between Lighthouse and Laurel in Pacific Grove.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Big troubles for people who live in the hurricane zone from companies like Atlantic Preferred Property Insurance.
We are in the process of advising our clients approximately 90 days prior to their policy expiration that we will be unable to continue their insurance.
That message to 140,000 of their customers. David Goff is senior vice president of the company. So does all this mean insurance companies are suffering? CBS News correspondent Sandra Hughes says hardly.
Ever since Hurricane Andrew hit Florida back in 1992 and took a $25 billion bite out of the insurance industry, companies have been charging more and covering less. Mudslides, floods, and earthquakes are routinely exempt from homeowner policies. That's why last year, even while insurance companies paid out a record amount in claims after Hurricane Katrina and other storms, the industry still made more than $44 billion in profit, an almost 19% increase from the year before.
Okay, so what do you think about Katie Couric taking on the anchor job at the CBS Evening News?
It'll be an interesting departure from what we're used to seeing her do, and I'm curious to see what happens when she's tackling more hardline journalism.
He's a viewer. Executive producer Rome Hartman defends Couric against those who say she's a lightweight.
She's done 2 or 3 hours of morning television a day, which includes every single kind of story that you can do. But to say that she specializes in fluff is just nonsense.
Couric takes over the anchor slot in September. Merck loses a fight over Vioxx. A jury in New Jersey orders damages of $4.5 million for a man whose heart attack was partly blamed on the painkiller.
We believe that the verdict in this case will get us past the liability phase. That, you know, Merck has already been found liable for committing consumer fraud. And we should be able to go right to damages at this point.
Chris Seeger is one of the lawyers. Merck says it won on the major point. Vioxx was not causative by itself. An appeal is expected. Kind of like a toe fungus, but in your eye. Fusarium is an eye virus developed from dirty contacts, and the American Optometric Association says it's on the increase.
Patients experience typically significant pain, redness of the eyes that persists after removal of the lens. Tearing or discharge is certainly an issue. Light sensitivity.
Dr. Arthur Epstein says keep your contact lenses clean. It was a toad strangler of a rainstorm in the Czech Republic. A man who found himself trapped on a tiny island cut off from the world by floods survived 4 long miserable days by living off the land. He ate frogs and anything else slow enough to catch. No problem finding water. On Wall Street, the Dow gained nearly 36 points to close at more than 11,239. The Nasdaq was up about 14 points. This is CBS News.
Sam's Club knows that behind every small business, there is a dream.
I dreamed of being on the lake. Now I have a canoe rental business.
My dream was being able to take care of children. Now I have my own preschool.
Every year, small businesses account for more than 40% of private sales in America. And every year during National Small Business Week, Sam's Club honors small business owners with an appreciation breakfast. Join us Wednesday, April 12th from 7 to 10 a.m. Let us show you how Sam's Club can help with your dream. Sam's Club, in business for small business.
Every day, your company's computers are being attacked
by spam, spyware, and viruses
designed to invade your business and compromise your privacy.
And there's only one way to stop it.
The Barracuda Network's Spam and Spyware Firewalls. An easy-to-install device that will ensure your business's privacy and safety. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free trial.
The Barracuda Network's Spam and Spyware Firewalls.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM. 888-ANTI-SPAM
for your free trial.
Or go online to barracudanetworks.com.
By the time young people become seniors in high school, they know a little something about money, right? Maybe not. They scored 52% this year on a basic finance test.
Students scored 94, knowing certificates of deposit are not associated with spending. But for a long-term investment, only 14% knew stocks will grow better than bank accounts and savings bonds. University of Buffalo professor Lou Mandel says, with corporate pensions a thing of the past, this becomes a key issue for financial health.
Are you ever going to be able to retire if you don't begin to fund your 401k now? And you better think about putting some stocks in it.
The Jumpstart Coalition for Personal Financial Literacy sponsors this high school test every other year. John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
Whether it's a fascinating think piece or a bunch of hogwash, Dan Brown's The Da Vinci Code is a smash hit in paperback, too. 500,000 copies sold the first week between soft covers. The initial printing has been pushed to 6 million. The hardcover sold 40 million plus. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Okay, class, let's get back to vocabulary. Who can use the word rich in a sentence? Allison?
I like the rich colors of autumn leaves.
Very good. Kenny?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine rocks!
Okay, Kenny. Try another one.
Ovaltine has a rich chocolatey taste. It's rich in nutrition, and it's richer in vitamins and minerals than Nesquik powder.
I get the point, Kenny. You love your Ovaltine, but...
That's rich chocolate Ovaltine, Mrs. McGee.
Got it.
More Ovaltine, please!
If you're taking a pain reliever for your arthritis pain, you could be taking something that may interact with your prescriptions. The Pure Pain Relief of Tylenol Arthritis Pain works all day. And when used as directed, has fewer drug interaction risks than the NSAID Aleve. Stop. Think. Tylenol Arthritis Pain. Works up to 8 hours. Take only as directed.
And hey, welcome back to the program. Hour number three of the Peter B. Collins Show, the hour during which we get interactive on the show. We take your phone calls, 899-5792. If you reside in the 831, you can also get me toll-free at 888-579-2540. And again, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Plenty of stuff to talk about. The president wants you thinking about Iraq. Wait, no. He wants you thinking about immigration. That's right. Not Iraq. Immigration. He wants the plan from the Senate passed. But the Democrats say it's the Republicans. The Republicans say it's the Democrats. And it's just kind of going on and on and on. But immigration, interesting timing that we're talking about this so much now and not talking about Iraq and some other things. You look at the history of the country, immigration, like you go back like 200 years, and this is something that comes up time and time again, but still a very sensitive issue, and we'll let you chime in on, you've got the House bill, you've got the Senate bill, which makes a little bit more sense. There's also the concept of enforcing the laws that exist. Is that even something that's realistic? I'm not sure, but we're going to get to your phone calls momentarily, because right now we have a very special guest on the line. It's actually the guy that they named this program after. It's his show. It's the Vacationing Peter B. Collins. Peter, I'm picturing a Hawaiian shirt, a tropical drink with like some fruit and an umbrella sticking out of it. Do I have the wrong picture?
You do. I'm on the East Coast where I have seen a little bit of sunshine, but we had snow flurries earlier today. It's about 45 degrees right now and clear. And I'm reporting in from Providence, Rhode Island, where I have not been offered a rum drink of any type so far.
No fruit, no umbrella, none of that?
No, but we're on our way to pick up the world's perfect college student and take him to dinner, and perhaps there'll be some beverages available
okay.
there.
Okay, well, yeah, get something good for us. Think of us over here on the left coast. Now, I know that they're talking a lot about Cynthia McKinney in the part of the country where you are, the representative who didn't have her ID and is claiming racism. When you kind of hear the story, I know we're progressive and to the left here, but she sounds like a lunatic.
Well, she is a hothead, and she is our hothead. And in this case, I think it's a very minor incident that has been blown out of proportion to try to distract people from Mr. Rudy's guilty plea last week and Tom DeLay's surprise decision to pull out of his reelection campaign. And the delay story, of course, is the one that pleases me the most and I think is the biggest news. But I was just in our Priceline hotel room watching CNN. We only get 14 channels, so I am protected from the Fox News channel, fortunately.
Nice.
But Wolf Blitzer spent two segments working over the McKinney story. And, you know, there's really not much there. She's either going to get a little ticket for having a dust-up with this officer or not. But the real issues in Congress are the machinations over the immigration bill, the huge deficits, the jockeying for power with the delay bailing out, the ripple effect on the Republican Party, the questions about, you know, who, which other friends of Abramoff are going to be implicated and perhaps indicted soon. And the media is really doing the bidding of the White House and the administration by, you know, making a big deal. I mean, this is not a Natalie Holloway, but...
It's not a missing white woman. It's not a missing white woman. But, I mean, it's so hard to take anything CNN does seriously. I mean, one day Larry King's talking about terrorism, and the next day he's doing, like, a commemorative show on the death of Don Knotts.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I mean, his stuff does range from hard fluff to total fluff. And I don't watch Larry King, Mr. Suspenders, very often, although he's a very nice man. I've met him a few times.
Okay, and what about immigration? I mean, I'm in California. It's a huge issue here. It's a big issue everywhere, but do you hear as much about it? Do you feel it as strongly on the East Coast?
Well, yes and no. I mean, certainly going around New York, I spent yesterday in Manhattan, you see just as many people who we would describe as Latinos or Hispanics. They have more of a Puerto Rican flair here. But the issues are similar, and, you know, they're involved in service jobs, and many are concerned about their families and other loved ones, you know, as this debate plays out. So I think there's strong interest. Again, what I'm seeing in the media is a lot of contrived controversy where they're finding the most extreme spokespeople on either side and just trying to create controversy and keep the emotions going. It's not reflective of, you know, the actual process going on in the Senate right now.
All right. Hey, Peter, we appreciate you checking in. And I'm holding down the fort okay here, and it sounds like things are going pretty well on the East Coast for you.
It's been really good. I got to meet a new 7-week-old baby, Amelia. My cousin had a baby recently, and we're going to a wedding this weekend. So it's just a nice, relaxing time. I've been generally unplugged, but, you know, I'm compulsive. I can't help.
All right, we're glad you checked in and let us give us an idea of what Peter B. Collins does on vacation.
Well, I know that you're going to open up the phone lines here in the free speech zone, and I want to encourage everybody, all our regulars, to call in and chat with you about the issues that are on their minds. Sometimes when a substitute checks in, people are checking you out. So I'm just telling you, Patrick Morrow's a good guy, and call up and talk with him, spar with him if you like.
All right. Hey, Peter, have a good vacation.
Well, thank you, and thanks for sitting in, Pat.
Absolutely. Peter B. Collins here on the Peter B. Collins Show joining us. And, again, we kind of poke fun at CNN and some of the other networks, not really telling you what you need to know. If you're listening to a station like this, you're doing the right thing. You're taking a step in the right direction. You're actually getting a clue as to what's going on in the world. But again, the toll-free number is 1-888-579-2540. And if you're in the 831, you can get us at 899-5792. And we're approaching the break. I think we'll take a break before we actually go to the phone calls. But again, immigration is such an issue, and it's something that's really been thrust into our face. I mean, when the House bill came out, I thought, this is terrible, but what kind of, are we really going to get a big reaction to this? And I mean, we have 500,000 people marching down in L.A. and thousands and thousands and thousands around the rest of the country. And again, if you're watching CNN or some of these others, I don't know that you necessarily even know what the issue is. It's interesting timing, of course, that it's floated out there and we don't talk about Iraq, but man, the House bill criminalizing illegal presence in the U.S., and the provision of any kind of aid to illegal immigrants. And as I've said throughout this whole thing that it just doesn't make any sense. What that would do to the criminal justice system, the pressure, the tax that it would put on that is right there makes it not even something that's necessarily even plausible. I mean, that House bill talks about building the double fences with new security enhancements for what is that? For 700 miles, they can dig. They can dig. That's pretty well documented. They're talking about businesses required to verify the status of all 147 million U.S. workers. I wouldn't want to be the guy in charge of that. They would restrict court review of immigration decisions to a single jurisdiction in the country. It would be in the East Coast, I'm sure, in Washington. That's dangerous. And then you'd have the deputizing of local sheriffs along the border to arrest illegal immigrants. That has the potential to get quite ugly. We've got the Minutemen down there right now. Not sure what good they're doing. Photograph. I don't know. And again, I'm not trivializing the issue, but what the House bill is proposing is preposterous. The Senate bill makes a little bit more sense. And what about this? What about enforcing the existing laws? Okay, we're going to step aside right now. 899-5792. If you want to grab a line, be a part of the program. We get interactive this hour. It's the free speech zone. So give me a call. Be a part of the show. 888-579-2540 is the toll-free number. And I will continue with your calls. Patrick Morrow is my name, sitting in for Peter. This is the Peter B. Collins Show.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Hi, I'm Dan Brown, president of At Your Service Premier Event Planning and Transportation. We specialize in events ranging from a two-person anniversary, our 200 guests attending the great AT&T or the concourse. We have a fleet of sedans, limousines, vans, mini coaches, as well as vintage cars that make any event special. Weddings, wine tours, or corporate events, give us a call, 625-5363, or check us out on the web, montereylimos.com.
We all have dreams, and dreams inspire possibilities in our lives. For many of us, one of our principal dreams is to live in harmony with our natural environment, to convert that sacred space we call home into a physical representation of our true nature.
Hi, I'm Peter Eichorn, owner of Eichorn Incorporated, a company dedicated to designing and creating of ecologically sound masonry projects to fulfill your particular desires and needs. Let me work with you to make your dreams real and your dwelling an enchanting, personalized home, one with nature, a true reflection of your inner desires. Make this new year special and let me assist you in your quest. I have a lifetime of experience. I'm honest, my prices are affordable, and I love what I do. Call me at 393-1300. That's 393-1300.
Every Sunday morning at 10, listen to Rock Roller Real Estate. The number one Sunday morning Bay Area real estate show is now on KRXA 540.
If you want to learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling high-end homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are, this is the show for you. Rock Roller Real Estate, the Bay Area's number one Sunday morning real estate show, now covering the Central Coast. For more information on how to become a guest, call 408-892-3376. Rock Roller Real Estate.
And it is KRXA 540 traffic time, and time for Amy Knight.
Well, looks like we still have a new problem in Cassville. Nashaw Road at Highway 1 is an entry accident. Two vehicles involved. It's an SUV and a tractor that mixed it up. Emergency crews responding. It is an injury and crash. Also, Trout Gulch Road at Soquel Drive. Fallen power cables and trees completely blocking the roadway there in Aptos. And still have a problem westbound 152 at Carlton Road. The roadway completely shut down with a sinkhole and police on scene doing traffic control. Now sleep free till 2007 at Sleep Train on approved credit. There's no down payment, no monthly payment, and no interest for 12 months. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep. Amy Knight with traffic on KRX 540.
And welcome back to the Peter B. Collins Show. Patrick Morrow is my name, sitting in for Peter. 899-5792. Or toll free at 888-579-2540. So you've got that House bill that doesn't make much sense. You've got the Senate bill that's a little bit more palpable. It adds border fencing and border agents, but it basically tries to help out some of the people that are here. I mean, and it does go after employers of illegal immigrants, but what about just making the 11 or 12 or however many undocumented people from south of the border, what about just making them citizens and then trying to enforce the laws that exist? Okay, let's go to the telephone. Again, 899-5792 in the 831, or toll-free if you're listening outside the 831, 888-579-2540, and we will go outside of the 831. In fact, we will go outside of the state and talk to Spike in the state of Pennsylvania, listening online. Spike, what's going on?
Hey, gonzo greetings, Patrick.
Gonzo greetings, in reference to the great, the dead Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you, Spike?
Hey, I'm doing good. It's good to talk to you and not have to talk about sports to talk to you there.
Yes, getting outside my element a little bit.
Yeah, well, if anyone gets serious, late Saturday, early Sunday, 1:22, this guy puts on one heck of a sports show also.
Oh, thank you, Spike.
Yeah, yeah, way to squeeze a plug in for you there.
Yeah, didn't even have to do it myself.
Yeah, yeah, I even had the channel for you. Talking a little bit about Christian propaganda. And when I talk Christian propaganda, I talk about, of course, the fundamentalists who are kind of preaching madness in the name of Christianity in a very similar manner, in a way that Osama bin Laden himself preaches hate and intolerance to his followers. We get the same out of something called CBN, the Christian Broadcast Network. And I couldn't believe it the other night. I'm going through the channels late at night, and I hit the local channel 6, the local religious Christian channel, and here they are running a story on their, quote, news, once again trying to connect. They're still preaching the connection that they believe in of Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden. And it just kills me because, you know, even the dimwit chief himself, George W. Bush, admitted there was no connection. And
right.
They still, this radical group who just keeps drilling, you know, the more you keep catapulting the propaganda, as the president said, and eventually it'll get across.
And some of these extremists, they almost remind you, it's almost like a gang mentality that, hey, you believe what we say, it's our message, and if you even question that, you're going to be in a little bit of trouble. But, I mean, you're absolutely right. And, yeah, on CBN, it's funny because you're right. It does look like news a lot of the time. If you're just kind of flipping by and you don't happen to see Pat Robertson sitting there, maybe you see the blonde woman or one of the other correspondents, you'd think for a moment that you're actually watching the news the way they present it. And then Robertson comes in and says we should go kill Cesar Chavez. I mean, not Cesar Chavez, but Chavez down in Venezuela. I mean, it is amazing that the direction that they come at you.
Oh yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, last night in the Daily Show, at one point, they showed a clip with one of the infotainment shows where they have a million talking heads at once, and there's Jerry Falwell, who, of course, Senator McCain will be suddenly speaking at his university after he smashed him in 2000 for being an extremist. And there he is saying, you know, I believe we should go. We should blow all them Arabs in the Middle East off the map in the name of God. Amen. You know, I mean, it just absolute hypocritical stance of these alleged, you know, these Christ-fearing Gentiles that are preaching that their way is the way of God. And meanwhile, you know, it kills me because these cable news networks give these guys more weight than, let's say, someone who actually does believe in reality of their religion, like a Phil Donahue, who's a devout Catholic. And I've never recalled Phil Donahue ever calling to basically exterminate a race like we get out of the Osama bin Robinson, Jerry Falwell, and those whack jobs to the far, far Christian right there.
Yeah, I mean, religion is a scary thing, and I mean, it's just such brainwashing. I don't think there's anything more sad than a kid who is born into a religion. I mean, it's one thing if you're making the decisions as an adult or a notified, informed adult, and you can choose yay or nay, but when someone's just thrust into it from the get-go, but that's kind of beside the point. But yes, religion, I mean, look at the history of Christianity, the wars that were fought, the Dark Ages, where literally nothing happened for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, all in the name of religion. And I always wonder, I mean, we look at, like, the Mayans, or we look at past societies, past people that, say, worship the sun, and we now scientifically kind of understand how the sun works. I wonder if we get to the point where they're studying a history class in a couple thousand years, or maybe even sooner than that, if we're still around, and you know, they look at what the general population believed in terms of religion now. Are we going to look back on, obviously you and I will be long gone, but will mankind look back on what is believed now, and will it be kind of ridiculed the way, say, people several hundred years ago worshiping the sun is ridiculed?
Well, I guess certainly, of course, you know, the most obvious time will tell, but it kind of goes hand-in-hand with the former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, said, which a lot of people, including, like, the Al Franken, give him heat for this, which kind of kills me, is he said organized religion is a crutch for the weak-minded. And as someone who I was seriously involved romantically with a girl who then suffered a nervous breakdown 2 weeks following the end of our relationship, she turned heavily to religion afterwards. And I mean nothing against her, she's a really nice girl, other than, you know, I mean, you know, sometimes she gets a little weird at all, but that certainly also goes to playing it, you know, more often than not, the people who go to a certain organized church, there's plenty of people who believe in God and don't go to any organized religion, the ones who go to the church and all, are a little bit more gullible, and that's how they keep buying into all this baloney, you know, that's being fed to them. I mean, not to mention, I think some of them really have this mentality that they if someone shrouds themselves in religion, they must be telling the truth.
Yeah, I have a neighbor who's going through sort of a midlife crisis, and she's turned to religion, and it's unbelievable to hear the things coming out of her mouth. And I'll talk about that a little bit more on the other side. But hey, Spike, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling Cross Country. Thanks for the plug. We're right up against the break, but I will talk to you soon, my friend.
Hey, no problem. And remember, we're all made of energy. And it's 38 games for Rollins, by the way.
Oh, he got a hit. Excellent. Jimmy Rollins. What was that? That was a Darren Dalton quote, I think, from the Mayan prophecies. Okay, we're going to step aside, but more of your phone calls coming up. Let's get local. We talked to a couple guys from the East Coast, including the regular host of this show, Spike from Pennsylvania. Let's hear from someone kind of, you know, in the Monterey area, maybe a little bit north of that. Give me a holler, 899-5792, if you're listening in the 831, and toll-free, you can get me at 888-579-2540. We'll continue talking about immigration, religion a little bit, and how people tend to use that as a crutch a little bit, and a whole lot more. 899-5792 in the 831, toll-free at 888-579-2540. Patrick Morrow is my name. Happy to be sitting in for Peter B. You're in tune with the Peter B. Collins Show.
progressive talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Imagine how nice it would be if your mortgage broker knew as much about the ins and outs of specialized lending programs as your trusted mechanic knows about your car. A mortgage broker willing to take the time to open the hood of your financial strengths while checking under the engine for costly money leaks. Make sure your mortgage broker has the experience, integrity, and know-how to provide you the optimal financial tune-up for your particular circumstances. Giving you staying power over the long haul and the capacity to take advantage of life's opportunities as they chance to appear.
Hi, I'm Victor Munoz, president of Creative Mortgage in Salinas. Let me help you fine-tune your future real estate plans. The price of gasoline is through the roof, but interest rates are still near all-time lows. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Give me a call today at 757-0436. 757-0436. I'm Victor Munoz of Creative Mortgage and looking forward to working with you.
I'm Scott Dick, your host of the Tasty Planet Show. Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m., we'll explore Monterey Bay regional wine and food, markets, restaurants, menus, and prices. I'll interview winemakers, chefs, and other key players. We'll put food and wine together, and then we'll take them apart. If it's handcrafted beer or goat's milk and it's good, let's talk about it. Join me every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. to discuss food, wine, and fun in the Monterey Bay region, and especially delicious slice of our Tasty Planet. Sponsored in part by Kitchen Studio.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy together are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. Research and common sense show that children learn by playing, and the caring management and staff at Thinker Toys have 37 years of experience helping parents and grandparents choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. So whether you're birthday shopping or simply want to show your love, a gift from Thinker Toys is a way to let someone know you care enough to shop for the very best. With an outstanding selection of Thomas the Tank engines and tracks, puzzles, board games, and children's books, all very reasonably priced, you can't go wrong with a gift from Thinker Toys. So stop by the beautiful Carmel store at 7th and San Carlos, or the just renovated Del Monte Center in Monterey. Thinker Toys is open daily.
It's tax time again, and there's one progressive tax preparer in the Monterey Bay Area who specializes in tax returns for W-2 and self-employed working people. Jim Moore Income Tax specializes in preparing tax returns that maximize your refund and, through electronic filing, get you that refund as soon as you need it. In 24 hours, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, the choice is yours. The personnel of Jim Moore Income Tax have been helping the hardworking Spanish-speaking residents of the Central Coast with immigration and tax preparation services for more than 30 years. You can get your tax return professionally prepared and electronically filed by bilingual tax professionals at a very reasonable fee. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today. Jim Moore Income Tax at 30 Alexander Street in downtown Watsonville, just 2 blocks from the Central Plaza. Be sure to bring a copy of your 2004 federal and California returns, W-2 1099 info for 2005. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today. 30 Alexander Street, downtown Watsonville.
Is what you're doing in the market working for you? Are you happy with the results? Are you making money? Sundays at 2 p.m., KRXA is proud to present a new show entitled Safe Money in Retirement Talk, hosted by R.J. Moyer of About College Funding and the Protect My Assets Radio Network. RJ will present the latest information necessary to help you protect your money and ensure a comfortable retirement. Join RJ Moyer every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. for Safe Money and Retirement Talk, right here on KRXA 540.
Welcome back to the Peter B. Collins Show. Patrick Morrow is my name, sitting in for Peter B., taking your phone calls up to the top of the hour, 899-5792 in the 831. You can also get me toll-free at 888-579-2540. And let's get back to the telephones and talk to Marjorie, listening in Southern Oregon, calling in on the toll-free. Marjorie, how are you?
Hi, fine, Patrick. I've heard it said that Mexico is strict with their southern border. But I got to thinking, if that's true, how is it that we get so many of those people from South America up here through Mexico.
Yeah, what was the first part of that? You're surprised that the people from Latin and South America are migrating north?
Well, no. It's just that if the statement is true that Mexico is strict with their southern border, well, then we wouldn't be getting so many people from South America.
I don't know that I'd buy into that statement too hard.
Yeah, so that's my point.
Yeah.
You know, it would be nice to know the truth of, you know, what they do with their southern border.
Yeah, is anybody's southern border secure in the in the Western Hemisphere?
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm actually quite emotional about this illegal immigration thing, and I have tried to listen objectively to all different viewpoints. And today I heard someone interesting on C-SPAN, a senator I'd never heard before, Byron Dorgan from North Dakota. Are you familiar with him?
I've heard of Byron, sure.
He's a Democrat.
Yeah.
And I felt like that he was very reasonable and sensible about the points he was making. For one thing, it had to do with the businesses. We need to enforce the already existing laws about businesses hiring illegals. And I feel that that's a good point. And I really feel like we need to secure our borders. You know, we have these gangs. I forget what the name of those gangs from South America are called, M-something.
18 from El Salvador. Yeah, a lot of people that you hear that these people are traveling back and forth quite a bit. And you know, in the prison system, coming out of the prison. Yeah, I mean, that is definitely something to consider.
And, of course, any terrorist that wants to come here, it's worldwide knowledge that all you have to do is come here through Mexico border, you know, so that's an easy one.
Mexico, Canada, you could float in on a boat. There are so many different ways that this country is vulnerable, but if you got those toenail cutters at the airport, they're gonna take care of that. Nip that in the bud.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, they're feeling up 18-year-old co-eds before they get on the airplane, but meanwhile, borders, ships, anything. But, hey, Marjorie, thank you for your input.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
All right, yeah, Marjorie giving up the line. And let's keep going here, 899-5792. We come back to the 831, and let's go to Chris in Salinas. Chris, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing well.
I just had a point that seeing all the protests, and it kind of irks me a little bit with the flags, the Mexican flags and all that. And I really think the people, the Hispanic community, really needs to look back at Cesar Chavez and the UFW. They were completely against illegal immigration, and they actually turned immigrants in because they knew that when you diluted the labor, I mean, not diluted, when you flooded the labor, you lowered the wages. And then there was no competition, and he wanted to get rid of that. And there's a history on that, and I just ask people that they really should look at that, and that we don't need this immigration coming in.
I mean, there's something to be said for that, and in terms of new immigration coming in, I'm concerned about that. But, I mean, you get this House bill, though, where they're talking about sending people that have been here for, like, 20 years. Like, these people are criminals, and they send them home. I don't think too many reasonable people think that that's a legitimate thing to do, or even that that's even plausible.
No, but they do need, as the lady before said, they need to enforce the laws on the corporate, or not just corporation, but any business that's hiring illegal immigrants, any illegal immigrant, excuse me. And then when you cut the head off the beast, the rest of it dies, and these people will go home. And then we can just go on with employing American citizens. Now, I'm all for citizenship and assimilation, and when they assimilate, they learn the language. They, in fact, some of these immigrants that become citizens know our civics better than we do, and know more about our forefathers than some of us do, learning in high school.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And, when you come to someplace new and you have to figure out the lay of the land, you might wind up knowing a lot more than some of the natives. But I know in the Senate bill, that's one of the things. They want to encourage people, if they want to stay, to learn English. That's a big part of it.
All right, well, you guys keep up the good work.
All right, thank you so much. Chris in Salinas giving up the line. 899-5792 and the 831-888-579-2540. We were talking about religion. I wanted to get this in before we break again. It is amazing how many religions out there seem to require its participants, its parishioners, to check their intellect at the door and to stop thinking for themselves. It's group mentality, and it is dangerous. And you know what? If you're listening to this show, you might be listening somewhere around the world online, but I mean, you're a human being. A, you're an American. You have free will. You can do whatever you want. Do you have any places in the world you can't do whatever you want? And yet you have people that don't inform themselves, people that don't know anything about what's going on. I mean, we talked earlier in the show to the lady Marcy Winograd, who's running for state Congress down in Southern California, and it blew me away to hear about her Democratic opponent, who has all along voted for the war, voted for eavesdropping, all these things that you kind of assume a white guy with a lot of money in a nice suit might be backing, and instead it's this Democrat. And it goes back to information and to knowing what's going on and to simply having a clue. I mean, we can vote. We have that right to vote. But, I mean, you wonder how many people down in that district in Southern California didn't just circle the name of Jane Hartman because she was a Democrat. How many people didn't actually research what this individual was all about? And, I mean, if you're one of these people, I know we live in America, but I would suggest that you don't really deserve the right to vote. I mean, I will even look at myself and say there are certainly items on the ballot when I'm voting where it's like, well, I don't know too much about this. I think it could. I mean, it's amazing that people are deciding and shaping what's going to happen and futures when they don't really know what's going on themselves. So, free will, human being, just use it. Embrace information and go to places like, I don't know, just stop watching TV. That's the start of it. If you're watching TV for information and trying to become informed about like anything other than who Paris Hilton is dating or who, what female is going to be the new anchor on CBS News, then you have to do a little bit of work. But, again, this is one of the first, good place to be, good place to be. 899-5792 in the 831. And we'll take one more before we break. Dave is in, where's Dave? In the
Hi,
Pinnacles?
I'm right here.
Dave, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good to get you on. Good.
You get enough rain?
Yeah, we're actually kind of dry right now. It's
good.
Not
yeah.
too bad.
Hey, I just want to make a comment about, I was listening to the gal, Marcy, I forget her last name, that's running for Congress.
Winograd.
Yeah, against this Jane Hartman, who sounds like a real creep. But hey, you know what? She was being interviewed and asked the question, what's your opinion on immigration? And she comes out with this, I gotta study it. Well, hey, dude, you live here in California for as long as she has, you don't gotta study it. And I think that's what we're sick of, is politicians hiding behind a bunch of smoke and mirrors, afraid to give their true opinion. It just, that's what angers me. It's just the dishonesty of it all.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of hypocrisy out there.
Yeah,
it is amazing when you get a politician who doesn't know the issues. And I know around the country, that's taken place a lot with veterans. Some veterans are coming back and wanting to run for office, which is great. But there was the case in Ohio of Paul Hackett, and there have been some others where you get to some of the real issues beyond what's going on in the Middle East. And, I mean, if you're talking about serving local government at the county level, the state level, it's got a little something more to do with Iraq. That's a huge issue, don't get me wrong, but you need to know some other stuff. And I think we do live in a day and age where we seem to be finding people getting involved that – they kind of get involved before they know what their position, their platform, or even their opinions are on some things.
I hear you. And people do. They need to study the issues and find out where they stand. But I think the American people, above every attribute that a person has, is honesty. You know, whatever it is, just tell us the truth, flat out. How do you feel about it? You don't got to lie to us and tell us you got to study it.
Yeah, well, people want to know what you want to hear. They don't want to say it. They don't want to say what might offend you. They don't want to say what might cost you some votes.
Exactly.
But, I mean, I think that's why people are interested in something new and something refreshing. And everything's cyclical, whether it's Republicans, whether it's Democrats. I mean, when Jimmy Carter became president, it was on the heels of Watergate, and it was basically because, I mean, even though maybe he wasn't the best candidate for president, people were so sick of what was going on at that time that they were ready to embrace something totally new. And I have to believe that we're very close to that in this country.
Well, just like, you know, like these cliches, like the Fox Network, fair and balanced. Well, you know, I want to hear honest and truthful above fair and balanced any day of the week.
Definitely. I mean, that's just, it's a catchphrase for, it's a catchphrase for stupid people.
Bye.
That's what it is. But, hey, Dave, I appreciate the call. We do have to take a break, but, thank you for chiming in.
Take care.
All right. Dave giving up the line, and, we are going to step aside. The toll-free, if you want to join us, 888-579-2540, and you can get us locally in the 831 if you reside there at 899-5792. So we got a little bit more time left here in the free speech zone, interactive part of the program. Immigration reform, what do we do? What do we do? 11, 12 million people undocumented here, do we make them all criminals and anybody who helps them a criminal? Doesn't make any sense. Do we embrace what the Senate's trying to do? Or what about just making people citizens that are here and then enforcing the law? I mean, don't you like it when everybody's trying to rewrite a law when they're not even attempting to enforce the one that's in place? We'll talk more about this coming up. Patrick Morrow's my name, sitting in for Peter B. This is the Peter B. Collins Show.
We all have dreams, and dreams inspire possibilities in our lives. For many of us, one of our principal dreams is to live in harmony with our natural environment, to convert that sacred space we call home into a physical representation of our true nature.
Hi, I'm Peter Eichorn, owner of Eichorn Incorporated, a company dedicated to designing and creating of ecologically sound masonry projects to fulfill your particular desires and needs. Let me work with you to make your dreams real and your dwelling an enchanting, personalized home, one with nature, a true reflection of your inner desires. Make this New Year special, and let me assist you in your quest. I have a lifetime of experience, I'm honest, my prices are affordable, and I love what I do. Call me at 393-1300. That's 393-1300.
This is Frank Don. Beginning Sunday, April 2nd at 7 p.m. here on KRXA 540 a.m., join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour, a live call-in program to discuss the astrology of personalities, the astrology of the world, and your own personal astrology. Learn how astrology can help you make better life choices. For more about me, visit frankdon.com. Join in every Sunday beginning April 2nd at 7 p.m. here on KRXA 540 a.m., Frank Don's Astrology Hour.
Hi, this is Stephanie Miller. You know how much I love the Monterey Peninsula. You've got it all. Mountains, the sea, some of the best box wine I've ever had. You also have a great radio station, KRXA, your progressive prescription. So join me, voice guy extraordinaire Jim Ward, and producer Chris Lavoie as we take back America every weekday morning, 6 to 9 a.m., right here on AM 540.
And time now for the KRXA 540 ride home and Amy Knight. Amy, what's it look like out there?
Well, actually, it's getting a little bit better on Nashaw Road at Highway 1. We still have an injury accident there in Castroville, an SUV and a tractor involved, but it's just a minor injury crash, and Highway Patrol is on scene. South Gulch Road at SoCal Drive, fallen power cables, and it looks like
a bit of some trees down on the roadway there, but otherwise we're looking good on Highway 17. Highway 101 also traveling well through Prunedale and Salinas, and 68 has been clear all afternoon long, so no new problems there. But westbound 150 at Carlton and Watsonville still shut down with a sinkhole. This report brought to you by REI. Let REI get you outside this spring with great new gear. Visit REI's 8 Bay Area locations or shop at REI.com. Amy Knight with traffic on KRXA 540.
And we're back with you here, the homeward stretch of the Peter B. Collins Show on this Wednesday afternoon, kind of morphing into Wednesday evening, 49 minutes past the hour. Our number is 831-899-5792, and on the toll-free, 888-579-2540. I saw this story. This is pretty funny. Laura Bush in her new book saying that Hillary Clinton kept a bad house, that the West Wing decorations were gaudy, kind of outdated, and that the First Lady believed Hillary Clinton did not keep good house during her time as First Lady. That's what that new book says. Maybe you've seen Ron Kessler, the former investigative reporter for the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal. That guy's making all the rounds on all the talk shows, talking about his account of Laura Bush. It talks about the story in 2000, just after the Supreme Court ruled that that famous election would go the way of the elephants, and Hillary gave Laura Bush a tour of the White House, and Laura Bush was, as she described it, dismayed at what she saw. Dismayed. Not only were the carpets and the furnishings fraying and in disrepair in the West Wing of the public areas, but the Oval Office, this is bad, done in loud colors, red, blue, gold, and the East Wing cut up into small offices and exposed electrical conduits, and many of the furnishings looked dated. So the bold colors, I guess, not good. What do you think? She's coming from Texas? Maybe some Laura Ashley pastels? That's probably what they got going there right now. But, you know, we kind of laugh and joke about stuff like this. In the meantime, I'll give you a little doomsday stuff here. The government, apparently, this is over this is both the UK and the USA talking with defense chiefs about possible military strikes against Iran. I think it's taken place. There's this high-level meeting in the Ministry of Defense where you have senior defense chiefs and government officials debating and considering and discussing the consequences of an attack on Iran. So it's fairly widely believed that we will attack this country in an attempt to destroy their ability to develop a nuclear bomb, even though they're like a decade and a half away from doing so. But it seems fairly inevitable that we will go after them if Iran fails to comply with, I guess it would be the United Nations demands to freeze their uranium enrichment program. So this meeting took place, and you had some of the bigwigs from Britain and some bigwigs from America getting together, and the International Atomic Energy Authority, the nuclear watchdog, they believe that much of Iran's program is devoted to uranium enrichment and plutonium separation. So these are technologies that you know anything about this, would provide material for nuclear bombs, and they believe that it would actually be in the next few years, not 10 to 15, not a decade to a decade and a half down the road, but potentially in the next 3 to 5 years. So we know the U.S. government hopeful that the military operation would be multinational. But what does that mean? We'd have like Britain and Poland or someone like that. Remember Bush? Like we got Poland with us. Don't forget about Poland. So this is something to keep an eye on. Condoleezza Rice, the mouthpiece for the administration, the woman who said that they had made literally thousands of tactical errors, but that everything's going great. During her visit in England over the weekend, she said that all negotiating options, including the use of force, remained open in an attempt to resolve the crisis. So I know we're going out about our business here. We're thinking and talking and putting a lot of our energy and emotion into immigration. And again, it's a big issue, and it's here, and it's something to be dealt with. But there are geopolitical events, circumstances, and certain things I think about to take place that will eventually trump some of the things that we're talking about here. But on a lighter note, on a much lighter note, I mentioned this earlier. I watched that Barry Bonds on Bonds on Tuesday on the big sports network. Barry Bonds crying, actually bawling, and I don't know, you get a tough exterior with a sobbing, softer side. That's kind of formulaic in reality TV. You look at some of those shows, you get that a lot. Real tough a-hole of a guy, and then he cries. So there you go. The show had a few endearing moments. Some of them kind of contrived. But I think the thing that I took away from that show is that Barry Bonds is a guy that's in need of some pretty serious psychological, maybe psychiatric help. I mean, this guy is paranoid. I mean, if they want to destroy me, if it makes them happy, let them come and, I mean, Jesus. I mean, paranoia, we know it's described as, what is the definition of that? Holding a persecutory belief concerning a threat to oneself or one's property. It's often linked to a belief in conspiracy theories. Actually, that could describe me, so I don't know. But anyway, Barry Bonds' paranoia was just completely out of control, blames the media, blames racism, but refuses to even publicly ponder the reasons that a lot of people just don't like him. And he claims not to care, but bawling on reality TV, that type of outburst would, in my opinion, suggest otherwise. But this is going to be like 10 episodes of that show, and I will rip on it, but I will simultaneously probably watch every single one of them. Really some interesting moments in it, though. Mike Schmidt wondering whether or not he would have roided with Mega Millions at stake, and they showed that clip from a couple years ago, and I've pointed this out before, where this is spring training, and Bonds suggesting that steroids don't help one's hand-eye coordination, and I think there actually is something to that. And I mean, was that a denial from him, or was it his very coy way of saying, steroids are not why I am great? Well, which is true. I mean, some guy goes and roids up who's a mediocre player and hits a couple more home runs. Nobody cares. But, you know, when you have the best player in the game who's basically assaulting the past, and the record book, and I mean, the past is what Major League Baseball markets itself on. Even though Bonds wants to trump it up to racism, I mean, it doesn't matter. You could be black, you could be white, you could be from Mars. People are going to take notice, especially when people are like writing books, when there's leaked grand jury testimony, when you look totally different than you used to. I mean, what do you think? And I'll close on this, and this is the most despicable thing of all, is this guy's persistent attempts to compare himself and what he's going through to Hank Aaron. I mean, the guy that hit 755 home runs got a lot of hate mail, but that was because of the color of his skin. And I would like to think that we've advanced a little bit as a society, maybe not that far, but what Bonds won't admit is that people don't like him because of the perception that he's cheating. So I don't know where that show goes from here, but again, I know I will be watching, and I assume we'll hear a bunch more hyperbole about winning the team and family, and we'll probably get a few more reality TV tears. But there's one thing he could do. If he wants to just put this thing to rest and end it and move on, if he's truly innocent, there's just one word. Polygraph. It could be a pay-per-view event. Trust me, people would buy that. But you know what? We're out of time. And I would just, again, like to say how much I enjoyed sitting in here on the Peter B. Collins Show. And my thanks to producer Matt Renner, who put together just an outstanding show, from Marcy Winograd running for office in Southern California to activist Leo Morales, Frida Berrigan on Iraq, and also we had a few other ones. Mark Carlin from BuzzFlash.com. But Patrick Morrow's my name. Have yourself a good one.
Do you care about labor issues?
Does it matter to you that we're losing thousands of jobs a year in this country to NAFTA and CAFTA?
Should all working men and women have health coverage?
Do you care about local labor struggles where workers are being exploited?
Do you want to unionize?
If you care, then join us. I'm Jose Mendez.
And I'm Ren Bradley.
Every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. for our new show, Labor Matters, as we discuss these important issues.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, host of the Tasty Planet radio show. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., I explore the world of food, wine, and fun in the Monterey Bay area. I interview authors, winemakers, chefs, restaurateurs, brewers, and others that make Monterey and our region such a delicious slice of our tasty planet. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. for tasty new shows, or visit the Tasty Planet on the web by going to www.tastyplanet.org. Listen in and have a good appetite.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. For the jury in the Zacharias Moussaoui sentencing trial, phase two in the morning, emotional strings will be strummed with purpose and vigor. The judge said today yes to letting the jury listen to the cockpit voice recorder of the plane in which passengers fought for control over Pennsylvania. Lori Van Auken and the Jersey Girls have fought hard to get those tapes released.
Anything that we learn about September 11th, to me, is a step forward.
She lost her husband, Kenneth, on September 11th.
This isn't the only part of the upcoming presentation by prosecutors that's going to be dramatic and chilling and sad and emotional. In fact, the whole next phase of this case will be that for prosecutors. They say they're going to try to get 45 survivors of 9/11 and the family members of victims into that court to tell jurors just how bad it was.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen. A nuclear technology agreement with India. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice urging Congress to approve the plan, saying it'll be stabilizing to South Asia.
We'll advance international security, enhance energy security, further environmental protection, and increase business opportunities for both our countries.
Delaware Democrat Joe Biden doesn't say he's against it, exactly.
But many of us have questions about the wisdom of creating an India exception to the existing law on nuclear exports.
Others say they're uneasy because India gets along with Iran so well. The Queen of Morning Television is taking a crack at the CBS Evening News anchor chair. Katie Couric is leaving the Today Show.
I wanted to tell all of you out there who have watched the show for the past 15 years that after listening to my heart and my gut, two things that have served me pretty well in the past, I've decided I'll be leaving today at the end of May.
Her anchor duties on CBS expected to begin in September. It was on the Internet, the film purporting to show the burned body of a U.S. Army pilot being dragged through the streets northwest of Baghdad while gunmen shouted Allahu Akbar.
We have not confirmed the veracity of the tape. And again, this is simply a tactic that we see again and again, and is a part of what terrorism is about and what makes it so despicable.
Lieutenant Colonel Barry Johnson. Flooding continues in California's levee-protected valleys around Sacramento and Merced. Running floodwaters make a lot of noise, but the pumps are working full-time. And with 100 homes flooded in Merced, people are saying